systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, May 15th, 2009. My name is Matt.
And my name is Brayden.
And thank you so much for checking out episode number 192 of this motherfucking shit we do live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday around 11 or 12 o'clock Montana time.
11:56.
11:56 p.m. Montana time. What the fuck are you doing, SA?
I'm good, Holmes.
Good, Holmes?
I'm good.
Straight up chilling on a Friday night.
See?
Fuck yeah, thank you guys so much for joining us for the Friday Night Show, episode number 192. If you are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback, you can type shit. We will see it right here.
Actually,
live.
I won't, because I forgot.
Okay, well, I will. You will here in a second. Good prep. Good show prep.
I got everything else.
Can I get a go team?
Go team! That's the only part of the... I forgot the M on the team is what
oh,
happened.
Right, right. That will happen.
There, I got my M.
There is no I in team, but there is most definitely an M.
There's an I in win, and that is what I like to do.
Right,
so.
But if there's no M in team, then it's just T.
Right.
T is for faggots, or British people.
Well, I like green tea. It's pretty delicious.
Really? I kind of like chai. That sounds faggy. Huh?
Arizona tea? That's
nah,
pretty good.
Arizona jeans.
Yeah.
I'm into.
That's kind
of, I'm like, I'm into.
That's faggy right, too, man.
Right now, I'm in them.
Faggot.
You want to get in my pants?
They're in Arizona.
They could probably fit you right now.
Probably.
There's probably a pair of my pants in Arizona.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You've left them there?
Probably. No, someone probably brought them there, but
oh,
that's neither here nor there.
Okay.
So like I was saying, thejamhole.com/feedback, type it, we'll read it on the show, or you can give us a call, 406-204-4687, live call-in number. Also, you can Skype the Jam Hole, all one word, all lowercase. So, I apologize to you guys for the beginning of Wednesday's show. I was not with it. I was not with the program. The program.
Get with it.
I'm with it. I got retarded. I didn't get with it. But I wasn't with it. I wasn't in the head to be doing this. And that's the very first time that's happened. Like, I've been.
Yeah, there's never been a time where the show actually started that you can.
And
do
I'm
it.
Just like, fuck this.
Yeah. It's been like, I remember times quite a while ago when it was like that before the show.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. Like, we've done, this is, you know, episode number 192. So we've done 191 other episodes since February, what was it, 11th or 13th or something
like
last
that.
Year.
Yeah.
And that was. Like, that's never happened before. I've been in shitty moods, but as soon as the fucking theme music starts,
right,
I'm
you're
like,
ready.
I'm in it. I'm in it to win it
right.
for the duration.
You always snap out of it once
yeah,
the show starts.
But this time, I was just like I heard it, and I'm like,
this again?
What are we even fucking doing? Like, I don't know. Maybe it was like a reflection of sorts that I'm like, this is, it seems like I just kind of stripped apart what we were doing to the bare minimum. And I'm like, all we're fucking doing is talking. Like, this is so fucking stupid. Anybody can fucking do this. Why are we fucking doing it?
Because we're good at
but
it.
But then I got to thinking, I'm like, well, it's not just that. It's, there's right. a lot of shit that goes into it.
Well, and it's not, and it's more about the entertainment and the humor that they get from it more than the content, I
right,
think.
And then that's, like I was going to say, I got to thinking about, and it's like, there's the technology side of it. It takes a lot of setup and a
yeah.
lot of time and hard work to make something and make it go on for this long and still actually have people listening to
right.
it and continue to get more and more people as it goes on instead of less and less until you hit that point where you jump the shark, so to speak, and then you're done, you know?
Yeah.
So, but I just, yeah, I don't know. I was just, I think a lot of it, a long time ago, I told you guys that I was taking this Suboxone, and one of the nasty side effects was this deep, dark depression, and, like, a while ago, it kind of hit me, and then, you know, it
Well, I remember when we were talking about on the show how you couldn't even drive down the road without just passing someone and just being angry at
yeah,
them.
Yeah, well, that's the anger side of it, but this was just, like, yeah. I wasn't mad, I was totally indifferent to anything. Like, if you would have been like, well, I'm going to leave now, I'd have been like, whatever. Like, I don't care at all about anything at all. At all.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm over it now, I guess. It's cool. But, yeah, I don't know. I wanted to apologize. It was just a lot of shit between that and then I started thinking about it. And the more I thought about it, it seemed just so stupid that, right. like, all we're fucking doing is sitting here talking.
Well,
but
we don't do it for that. We do it because we have fun doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
Not because it's dumb or because it's cool or whatever. It's just because we have fun.
Yeah, and it wasn't fun. And, you know, once we got into it, like, I was back to normal and
right.
it was fine and we ended the show and everything was awesome and that was that. And then, you know, I woke up today and everything was cool. But I kind of want to get serious for a moment.
Our serious face.
Yeah, let me put on my serious face. Okay. So I woke up this morning and there was an email in there in my inbox from my mom. And I told you that a few episodes ago, I told you guys she was in California because my grandma was going to the doctor and getting tests done because she wasn't feeling well and shit like that. And that my mom told me that she has, like, never been sick, like, never been to a doctor because of being sick or anything like that, you know, just routine shit.
Yeah.
So I look at my email usually every morning when I wake up. I fucking brush my teeth and check the email while the iTunes is updating so I get all my shows to listen to. And there was this email in my inbox, and it said, "Don't delete this, please read." And I'm like, what is this?
Yeah.
And after I read it, I'm like, holy shit, I totally shouldn't have read that right before work. So I'm just going to read just a part of it here. I mean, it mostly it just goes on. It's like,
wait, is it something your mom wrote?
Yeah, it's something my mom wrote. "Hi, sons, to me and my brother. I hope you read this. It may drag on a bit, but it's important to me. You will understand more if you should decide to become parents someday." And then it's just a bunch of, like, wisdom pretty much from my mom that she's accumulated over the ages of raising two children and
right.
being married, being divorced, and all this shit. Just little bits of advice, you know, how she raised us and the why she made certain choices in raising us. But the part I wanted to read you guys is about Grandma in California. "I was talking to you about Grandma because I know how sick she is. I just wasn't ready to tell you. I wasn't lying to you. I just want you and Matthew," so she's talking to my brother,
mm-hmm.
"and me to understand that this is life cycle, sad as it is. You must, all caps, you must not tell Grandma. Absolutely not. So Grandma, if you're listening, earmuffs. Mom, if you're listening and Grandma's in the room, probably should turn this off."
Probably don't listen to this right now.
Right, probably not while she's in the room, because I am going to read this.
Put on some headphones.
Right. "She would be a wreck and hysterical 24/7. These are Grandpa's wishes. Also, and after quite a bit of reflection and watching Grandma, I now believe it is best for her." So, it sounds like whatever they found out that I'm about to read here,
it's bad news bears.
It's bad news bears, and don't tell Grandma.
Right.
So, if you guys know my Grandma,
because it'll break her heart.
Don't tell her.
Right.
Right. "Grandma has cancer, very late stage, so it is very bad and serious. She's having chemotherapy. She had her first chemo Wednesday and goes again next Wednesday. She did well. The doctor told her she has cysts on her pancreas and the chemo is to try and get them smaller, which it is."
Okay.
Boom. Like, I had no idea. She just said, "Grandma's not feeling well. I'm going to California to spend
some time with her." Well, you must have thought it was something.
I had no idea.
Well,
like,
but she's going all the way to California.
Well, yeah, but like, she goes down there to visit them every now and then anyways,
yeah.
and they are getting older. My
yeah.
grandma's in her
true.
Late
when
70s.
You are older, you can get the flu and it can be bad.
Yeah,
so.
And that's, they didn't know what it was. That's why, because she's like, you know, she was going in and having tests done, and my mom went down there and she was going to wait for the test results down there with them and, you know, spend some time with them and stuff. And, like, I had no idea that it was cancer out of all things. It was just like, wow. The cancer, pancreas makes it smaller. So that is what she knows, that it might be nothing too bad. So that's what they told my grandma. Like, you're in the dark about this whole thing. We don't want to tell you, out of sight, out of mind kind of thing. Yeah. So she thinks that it's not that bad, and the chemo is to make these smaller, and then everything will be cool. She has no idea. The cancer word is not to be said. She has no idea, okay? Please. There's no purpose in telling her, you know how grandma is. She would not take it well. And that's true.
So, so everyone knows except her?
Right. Which is kind of weird. Like,
that
if
is,
I went in,
it's about her. It's happening to her.
And I totally understand that.
Yeah, I can understand both sides.
If I had AIDS, I would not want to know about it.
True.
I'd be like, if I don't have it, tell me, let me know. If I do have it, just ignore me.
Yeah.
But, like, it is. It's if you know you have but something, the more you're going to think about it, and the worse it's going to get quicker.
True.
So what?
Never mind.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, well, if you had AIDS, you'd probably want to know about it, because you and me both never like using condoms. So, yeah, you kind of need to know you have it at that point. Otherwise, you're probably going to have some
negative repercussions.
Some homicide charges on you.
Oh, yeah, that is illegal.
Yeah, it is.
But, yeah, and I'm not mad at her for not telling me. It just, I don't know. I don't know. I just read this morning, so.
Yeah, I found out a while ago my grandpa has cancer.
Everybody, like,
that's
how you die.
Thing.
People
that
would
is,
not
yeah.
die if it wasn't for cancer.
Well, they die
crazy.
Of old age if it wasn't for cancer.
It's because of cancer. Cancer's what gives them the old age.
No, because you still get old.
Cancer in your cells that make you all fucking old and shit.
Yeah. But you,
that's
get,
like,
but you get old before you get cancer.
I don't have cancer, and I don't look like I'm almost 30.
But you still look older than you were.
There is no purpose in telling her, you know how she is. She would not take it well. She is not that strong of a person and could not manage it. Okay. I'm sure I don't have to tell you that you two are the apples of her eye. When you guys were born, I honestly can say she changed 100%. I never saw her love like she loves you guys, so call her often just to say hi and ask how she is doing.
That's kind of a
some
burn
laughter,
on your mom, isn't it?
Some laughter, and make sure you don't say the C word. Right. What?
She loved you guys more than even when she
when mom
your...
was born, I know!
That's what I was saying, that's kind of a burn on
Who's
her.
Who's in the will now, bitch?
Yeah, it's...
She's doing fine. Yeah, just some laughter. She is telling anyone who talks to her that she is fine. You know how she is. We'll just love her like we always have while we got her. Okay. I love you both with all I am, mommy. So, yeah, I totally, like, I saw that, and I was cool this morning, and then I read that, and I was like,
now I gotta go work
like,
for
I'm really,
8 hours.
And, yeah, and I had just read it, so it kind of upset me a little bit, just, like, the thought of it that, wow, someone in my family has the fucking cancer.
The C
you know?
Word.
The
yeah.
C word, I know.
Don't say it. Don't, it's the C word.
It's, yeah, so I don't know. It kind of hit me a
Has
little
anyone
bit
in your family that you know personally?
No, not like
get it?
Really close
yeah,
relatives
yeah,
or anything,
like that
but,
you've seen a lot.
Yeah, so I don't know. Is that if maybe that's what I have to look forward to?
That's what we all have to look
I
forward
know.
To.
I know. See
the
guys.
Thing. Every
fast,
single one of
live
us.
Live fast, die young.
Especially the ones of us that drink 3 rock stars a day.
I know.
That screams cancer AIDS.
So, yeah, I just wanted to share that with you. It was weird that, like, the day before, or she sent it, it doesn't say. Oh, 10:22 p.m. last night. So she sent it while we were doing the show. And I don't know. It was just weird that, like, yesterday I was just, when we started the show, I was in a shitty mood.
Yeah.
And it was about the time that was sent. So it's like my subconscious was like, dude, something's not right. There's a disturbance in the force. And I don't know. It was.
We better take your midichlorian count again.
I know. Holy shit.
Wow.
Young Patty Watt. So, speaking of old people and old age, but yeah, I'm open with everything on this show, so I just thought you guys should know if anyone was wondering, like, what's going on with your grandma, your mom's, you know, she's still down there, she's been there a while, what's going on, so, yeah, I guess she's dying of cancer.
Your mom's getting in on all that legal weed in California.
I bet.
That's what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, right, not with... Police Chief Lieutenant Grandpa on the case. There's no illegal anything in that fucking house. But if she, Mom, if she, you know, brings home some pain pills, you can just go ahead and send them on this way. She don't need them.
And you do.
Right, of course. So, speaking of old people and whatever, found a little news story about Twitter.
Really?
And old people. Did you hear about this at
all? I didn't know I'd ever heard Twitter and old people in the same sentence.
Like, technology and shit. But I guess if you think about it, old people have fucking dial-up. You can tweet on dial-up or cell phones. You can tweet with your jitterbug and whatnot.
Yeah.
So this just seemed interesting to me because, like you said, rarely... Twitter's a pretty new thing as far as... older people go ever since it was on Oprah.
Well, how long has Twitter even been around?
Probably 4 years, I'd say 5 years.
I hadn't even heard of it until this year.
Really? Yeah, it's been around for quite a while. I mean, not, you know, super long, but it's been around for a while. But as far as like web 2.0 stuff, it seems like if old people get into anything, it's going to be a MySpace or a Facebook type of thing. Yeah. It's very rare to see someone like this on Twitter.
Well, Twitter's the next step, I think.
Well,
is what
right.
It is.
And ever, like I said, ever since it's been on Oprah, it's just all over the fucking place.
Right.
So this one is called Oldest Tweeter, Oldest Twat Talks Koopas and Casserole on Twitter at 104.
That's fucking old.
Go ahead, soak that in for a minute.
Where's that cancer?
I know!
Like, shouldn't you have gotten some cancer by now?
This chemo is killing me. Send. Can't even hit the fucking send button anymore.
Wait, did they give you a link to her Twitter account? Because I want to follow her, I think.
Ivy Bean.
She might not have much time left.
I know, right? Ivy Bean has become the UK's oldest twat after signing up for the microblogging site at the age of 104. People can follow the Silver Surfers update. Silver Surfer.
I thought they were going to say the Silver Fox.
Isn't that more for the male part of old people?
What?
A Silver Fox?
I don't know. But Silver Surfer, like, really, he's a superhero.
He's like,
and she's 104 years old. Where's the connection?
You have a hard time not dumping in your pants. He was a superhero. Like,
right.
I'm not seeing the link.
Silver, your hair is gray, I guess.
If you guys are interested in what a 104-year-old person would twat...
What the fuck?
her Twitter name is Ivy Bean 104. Ivybean 104. You want to pull that up while I'm reading this and maybe read us a few...
Ivy Bean 104?
Ivy Bean 104. Her first posts have included Looking forward to Deal or No Deal later. I love that Howie Mandel. He's so funny. Just having a cuppa and chicken casserole was lovely. Going to have a nod now. Going to have a nod now.
Wow.
And she's not the only pensioner at Hillside Manor Residential Home in Bradford, West Yorks, to be regularly getting online.
How long do you think it takes her to tweet one message?
Do you think...
Especially
it depends. Is it on the cell phone or on the web thing? Because I could see you can use two fingers on a keyboard, but only one on your cell phone.
Right, but how... Even on a keyboard, she's probably only using one finger.
Like three letters per key.
She's going to hunt and peck. Well, here's her latest tweet that was 16 hours ago, so she could very well be dead by now.
Jesus Christ. For her and my grandma both. it.
Well, what's funny is
either she's dead or she's in the middle of her next twat.
Yeah. Right, because 16 hours later.
I know.
All right, but I'm having a rest now. I had a busy morning. Thank you, everybody. How busy could your morning possibly be?
But seriously, her twats must consist of having a rest now, just dump my pants, going to have a rest now.
Or deal or no deal.
Just woke up from a rest. But seriously, how many
Does she take pictures too?
Does she have a twat pic account? But seriously, how many followers does Ivy
teaching Agent Dix about Twitter? And she's got this big old laptop in front of her.
Of course she does. With big old giant fucking...
Actually, it looks like 1280 by 1024.
How many followers does she have? Give me a number.
4,020.
What?
And she follows 16 people.
4,020 people give a fat fuck about what some 104-year-old chick in
Britain to send a message of good luck to Adam Lambert, but don't know how it works. Just had breakfast, now chatting to my friend Mabel. Does anybody know what God's Twitter account is? Tried to look up the country kitchen buffet in Google Maps, but couldn't find the address.
Couldn't figure out Google Maps. Just dumped my pants.
Deal or no deal in 4 hours.
Yes. How many deal... If you do a Twitter search for deal or no deal, it's all her and her friends. I guarantee it.
I love that one. Your chicken casserole was lovely. Going to have a nod now.
Right. Not because I want to, but because I'm old and I can't help it.
Well, that and these oxys I'm taking are pretty, pretty good.
Pat Wright, residence manager, said, quote, "All the residents are taking a leaf out of her book. Thank God. Twitter's going to turn into the fucking retirement home for the internet."
Oh, God.
Mark my fucking words, dude. In 1 year, but that's cool because in 2 years it'll be back to normal,
right? Because they'll all be gone.
Twitter will have some account cleanup to do, but that's about it.
No, I just keep sending you the message that you get after you.
Everyone just keep nudging her.
Yeah,
are you dead yet? How creepy
Every
is it going to be though that when we get a twat from her that's like, "I'm on my deathbed now. I feel the cold grip of death knocking on my door." Oh, fuck. Four signed up for computer college while others joined Facebook. Surf the net and enjoy themselves with 10-pin bowling on the games console. They Wii Bowl because they can't pick up a normal bowling ball. So they Wii Bowl.
If only they made bowling balls that are the same weight as controllers.
And pins in proportion to that.
Right.
And a lane that's like 2 feet long.
Right.
It's like a little fucking shuffleboard thing.
And about 10 feet wide.
Excuse my face.
She's only been on Twitter since like the 14th of May.
How many updates does she have? Five?
Not that many, no.
Well, how many? There's a number.
19.
Oh, okay.
And she's got 4,020 followers.
And that really, like, thejamhole.com/Twitter. We have probably around 130 now. And we've been on Twitter for way fucking longer, even way before Oprah was on Twitter. Like, what the fuck? Are you guys all just waiting for her to die or what? I don't understand here.
What's a cuppa?
I don't know.
Hello,
A cup of Joe?
It's just like a cuppa.
No, I really don't.
Hello,
know.
Had a nod. Just having a cuppa and a biscuit. I'm excited to be on Twitter.
Of course you
of
are.
Of course you are, old lady.
It's like leaving your house without actually leaving your house. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Twitter's like talking to old people without the stench.
In real life, she has 16 friends because those are the ones she's following. But on the internet,
still,
she has 4,020.
That are still alive, of
right.
course.
How old are the people she's following?
I don't know.
She's following Barack Obama.
Of course she is.
You think he Twitters from his SSL secured BlackBerry?
I think he used to during the presidential race. Probably not so much anymore.
Because he does have an SSL-secured BlackBerry.
Of course he does.
BlackBerry Storm. I hope he's enjoying that piece of shit.
Thing probably works as well as he does. Ugh.
Hey, the White House just joined Twitter also. Follow the White House.
Oh, could I please?
Yeah.
Spam?
Sweet.
Mrs. Bean has already taken a keen was already a keen Facebook user, but members of the IT support service at the Geek Squad want to blow their brains out
she's following the Geek Squad.
Of course she is. And the Geek Squad wants to fucking...
And John Cleese.
Yeah, I follow John Cleese. He's amusing on Twitter. He's an old person I enjoy. The Geek Squad... Right, they set her up and gave her some navigation training and on top tips on how to manage the social networking phenomenon. And they have to tell her every day how to do it because she keeps forgetting. Like, okay, click on what? Well, it's the big fucking button that says start. Just a shot in the dark.
Yeah.
Here. The support group is now challenging the Twitter sphere to find out if there's actually someone older than Ivy posting updates on their whereabouts, updates, and activities. Make sure you catch her before she dies. Oh, wait, no.
No.
make sure you catch her before she logs off.
Permanently.
Permanently. For her daily weekday appointment with Noel Edmonds on Deal or No Deal.
David
of course.
Says, God, she follows more people than I do.
I know, right?
And it's only 16 people, so what's that say about you,
the
David?
Fuck, dude. Quote, it's brilliant to help someone as inspirational as Ivy to get started and teach her about Twitter. As brilliant as it is frustrating. She's quite tech savvy and already signed up to Facebook with blank friends. How many friends? Now, taking into consideration how many Twitter followers she has,
right.
Translate that into Facebook friends. How many friends would you say she has?
I'm going to say 800 plus.
4,800.
4,800?
4,000. We need to get
That's
up in
more
that.
More than Twitter.
We need to get the jam hole up
if,
in
if
that social
If the jam hole
network.
Was 104 years old.
Well, that's a good point. That's a good point.
We should just tell everyone the Jam Hole's over 100 years old and we'll be the oldest podcast.
So when we're both, like, in our fucking hundreds...
Yeah, right.
Like, will we finally get the recognition we feel we deserve?
Yeah, when I'm in my coffin 6 feet under. I ain't
on my
gonna
deathbed.
Make 100.
I just pooped. Oh, I just pooped. Hello... What are we doing? I don't know.
What's what? My name is...
I just
hey, what's my
again?
Name?
I just forgot. Pooped again.
My name's Matt. Wait, that's your name.
No, wait.
What's my name?
Why are you in my room?
That'd we'd be the best like, podcast.
I know, we'd be like the old cranky judges from the Muppet Show.
Exactly.
Oh, that's fucking... That's amazing. We'd be the world's oldest podcasters.
Yeah. That's what we need.
Is that what it fucking takes? I don't think.
What if we?
I don't think that's the demographic we want. We need
no.
good, young, vibrant soldiers.
Right,
not
they're
going to
be in it.
Not old retirement home frequenters.
I mean, because we like to start a lot of wars, and there's definitely no battle that they're going to fight.
We can't
for
be
us.
Doing live audience shows when everyone has to be wheeled in with their fucking oxygen
no,
tanks
we just,
and IV lines.
We just have to do it the old folks home
at our.
They have fucking...
In the fucking bingo hall?
Yeah.
All right.
We'll just go to the bingo hall.
Oh, man, that's
That
amazing.
Probably won't cost us money to rent out.
Let's see here. She has 4,800 Facebook friends. She shows others that you shouldn't be frightened of technology. If she was 50 years younger, I'd tap
Unless
that ass.
Technology what? Has cancer, then be very frightened.
Wow, perv. Oh, no. If she was 50 years younger, I would not tap that ass. I'm sure she'd make an ace agent herself. On the fucking Geek Squad.
It doesn't take
Please.
Much.
Hey, I'm going to bring my computer there. Can you fix it? Yeah, no, not you. You, the one that's not crapping into a colostomy bag.
Yeah.
Is that cool? I don't want to be ageist or anything. I need this fixed sometime, like, in the next year or so.
Although working on the Geek Squad isn't much more difficult than being able to turn your computer on, log in the Windows, and then Twitter.
Right.
It really isn't that much harder.
Bird35 has a great point. They are a captive audience in the home.
Yeah.
We should start doing shows at the old folks' home. Like they
we
have
should
no,
totally
they
just...
have no idea what's going on anyways. No. We could be up there and be like, hi, we're all here to kill you.
He's just happy someone's there to see them.
I know.
It's like, when was the last time you had a visit? You know your family ain't going to be coming to see you because they're the ones that fucking put you in there
I
in
know.
The first place.
Not since you wrote them out of the will.
Yeah.
Twitter membership figures are on the rise, with adults and recent figures found that 45 to 54-year-olds are the site's top demographic. Fuck you, Oprah. Fuck you.
Wow.
You big, fat cunt.
It's all because of Oprah.
That's all it is.
I think that's how the world's going to end.
Oprah?
I think Oprah's going to...
Oprah's twat is just going to swallow
it's
gonna it
It's
going
to destroy us. It's going to be Armageddon.
I could totally fucking see that happening.
I see that. Her twat is going to declare war.
The end. The apocalypse cometh. Yeah. God, that's going to fucking suck, man.
Oh my
Holy
God.
Shit.
Can you imagine?
So, yeah, I just thought that was amusing.
That,
new record-breaking shit.
That is pretty awesome.
So, I got something interesting I'd like to share with you all. This was sent in to info@thegemhole.com, and as always, if you guys ever have anything you'd like to hear our opinions on, if you need advice with something, if you need help, it's a cry for help.
Right.
We're here for you.
I mean, we can't help ourselves, but we can help you.
Oh,
definitely.
For sure. Love advice, relationship advice, if your grandmother's dying, I'm there for you, man.
Or if your father's going to kill himself.
Right.
We got you there.
If you need your suicide note proof read,
right.
I will help you. I have spell check and grammar check.
You should also.
So this one was sent in by our good friend Christian. This one is called Ultimate Software Tech Support.
Okay.
Shit, I was going to print out two copies of this so we could fucking read it back and forth. But I guess I'll just do it. I like this. He writes in, howdy, spammers. Notice how I politely do not have 87 forwarding headers on my spam or command you to send this to 350 of your friends so a meteor will not fall through your roof.
I like that.
I know, because I hate that when you get a forward from someone,
yeah.
Even if it could be the
send
funniest.
Send this to all your friends or your dick's going to fall off in an hour.
Like,
what?
Well, fuck you.
Why
then.
Would you say that?
Why would you send that to me?
Yeah.
You know I love my dick.
Yeah.
Why would you ever
And you know how lazy I am.
I know.
I don't even have any friends to send
I'm
it to.
I'm not even going
to
send this to anybody.
God.
Now my dick's going to fall
I know.
Off. Look
I,
what you did. Look what you
fucking.
Asshole.
My
you're
friends
fucking,
are assholes.
Fucking block.
No,
but
sure.
No, like, no matter how funny it is, if I see something and there's like, forwarded by,
yeah.
And you have to scroll like five pages down,
like,
and then
sucker.
And then you get to the thing. I'm so pissed by the time,
and then
I
it's like, gotcha, and you're like, fuck,
yeah, fuck, not again. I get like three of these a week.
Well, it's an answer, an email with everyone's forward thing on it.
But yeah, I did find this very amusing. This one, it's called Ultimate Software Tech Support, installing a husband. Dear tech support. Last year, I upgraded from boyfriend 5.0 to husband 1.0 and noticed a distinct slowdown in overall system performance, particularly in the flower and jewelry applications, which operated flawlessly under boyfriend 5.0. In addition, husband 1.0 uninstalled many other valuable programs.
God, you doing that voice makes my throat hurt.
I'm sorry. Last year, I upgraded from boyfriend 5.0 to husband 1.0 and noticed a distinct slowdown in overall system performance, particularly in the flower and jewelry applications, which operated flawlessly under boyfriend 5.0.
Right.
Right.
Upgradable to 6.0.
Coming soon. We're actually still beta testing.
Right.
Excuse my face. In addition, husband 1.0 uninstalled many other valuable programs, such as Romance 9.5 and Personal Attention 6.5, and then installed undesirable programs, such as NASCAR 5.0, NFL 3.0, and Baseball 4.1. Conversation 8.0 no longer runs, and House Cleaning 2.6 simply crashes the system.
Just not responding.
Does that fucking blue screen of death.
Every time.
That's so fucking great. I love this. This had me cracking up the whole fucking time. House Cleaning, right, crashes. Please note that I have tried running Nagging 5.3 to fix these problems, but to no avail. What
he
can
has
I...
a pop-up blocker installed.
I'd... He must have Nagaware fucking 5.0 SE installed. Oh, that's so awesome. Signed, Desperate. So then, this is tech support. Dear Desperate, first, keep in mind, Boyfriend 5.0 is an entertainment package, while Husband 1.0 is an operating system. Oh,
got it.
That's my bad.
Got it.
Please enter command, I thought you loved me, .html, and try to download Tears 6.2, and do not forget to install the Guilt 3.0 update. It's brilliant.
I love that.
I love it so much. If that application works as designed, Husband 1.0 should then automatically run the application's
and
jewelry...
turn into a flaming pussy.
Run cut off his balls 6.3.
Right.
He should run the application's jewelry 2.0 and flowers 3.5. Of course.
Of course.
However, remember that overuse of the above application can cause Husband 1.0 to default to Grumpy Silence 2.5, Happy Hour 7.0, or Beer 6.1. Please
or
note,
Chicken Sandwich
or
3.2.
Or what?
Chicken Sandwich.
Right.
Because I need my chicken sandwich right now.
Or Chicken Shit 1.5. Please note that Beer 6.1 is a very bad program that will download the farting and snoring loudly beta. And the STD 6.9.
Yeah. Trial version.
Trial version. Good for 30 days.
Yeah.
Unless you have a crack key.
Right.
Don't get another virus while searching for one, though.
No.
Whatever you do, do not, I repeat, do not, under any circumstances, install Mother-in-Law 1.0.
Oh.
It runs a virus in the background that will eventually seize control of all your system resources.
That's so awesome.
In addition, please do not attempt to reinstall the Boyfriend 5.0. These are unsupported applications and will crash Husband 1.0. In summary, Husband 1.0 is a great program, but it does have limited memory and cannot learn new applications quickly. You might consider buying an additional software to improve memory and performance. We recommend Cooking 3.0 and Hot Lingerie 7.7.
Hmm.
Good luck, tech support.
That's awesome.
Is that it? Huh?
Is there more?
No, that was it.
That was awesome.
I know. That is... Oh, you nerdy motherfuckers.
No.
I love
it. You can totally translate all of that into, like, just normal things, though.
Yeah, yeah, no, like. Totally. Like, you can start crying and
right.
make him feel guilty.
Like, Husband 1.0 is your average husband.
Right, when Boyfriend 5.0 is totally trying to impress you. It's like when me and Danny first started dating.
Yeah.
Like, I bought her flowers, and I was nice to her, and I was like,
right.
oh, I don't care if you don't suck my dick ever, that's fine. And now it's like she's living here, so I'm like, gotcha, bitch. Now, like...
Suck my dick now.
Yeah, right, suck my dick 6.9.
Yeah.
The other night, she actually insisted. We were laying there.
Uh-huh.
Doing it. She's like, 69, now.
You're
like,
no.
What? Like, I'm not in the mood. No. I'm like, all right.
No, you got to play that card.
She's like, I want to eat some asshole right now.
You always got to say no to it. You got to make her beg for it. Because then she'll want to bring that up, like, every time. See, when you got to deny her first. And then just let her have it. And
whoever denied it, supplied it.
That is true.
So you were telling me about an interesting weed story you had. You want to share that with us?
Yeah, I got some weed. Got some marijuana news. This one is called legalization. Now for the hard question.
Question mark?
Like
legalization?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ethan Nadelman, executive director of the Drug Policy Alliance. I didn't even know that existed, but sounds like a good thing.
Drug Tester Alliance?
Drug Policy Alliance.
Oh, I was going to say, I'll sign up for that.
Fuck that, yeah.
Beta testing? What are we doing?
What are we doing?
What kind of drugs?
I'll test the latest strains.
Not a problem.
has been advocating for a legalization of marijuana for 20 years and says he's seen more progress in the last 4 months than in the previous two decades.
Yeah, and that goes with what I read a few weeks ago from the MPP, right. Montana, or the Marijuana Policy Project.
Yeah.
How they were saying, like, we've made such awesome progress just in since 2009, so far.
I know, it's amazing.
Ever. Like, we have made the most progress in just these few months in this year than we ever have the whole rest of the time.
What do you think it is?
Economy? I hate to say it, but I honestly do. I think the economy has a lot to do with it.
I think, yeah. I mean, there's always been people that wanted it, but now we have that extra boost that people want it just for the economy.
Exactly.
Sake.
And let's be honest, we got a nigga in the White House.
Yeah.
Son.
Like, you know,
he's smoking some Secret Service weed.
Yeah.
Straight from the fucking the cartels and shit.
I know. No, he's got a weed room. In
place. Probably.
He's growing his own.
Of course. Don't be silly.
Yeah. What do you think Obama would smoke?
The chronic?
Yeah, but like, name a strain.
Oh. I don't think the gov.
The gov.
Oh, excuse my face. The gov bud.
The gov bud. That's a good one. So it's starting to cascade, he said. Our model is the gay rights movement and their recent string of successes with gay marriage. Mr. Nadelman is a smart guy. He has a law degree and a doctorate from Harvard. He is so impressed. George Soros, the billionaire investor, became the biggest financial backer for Mr. Nadelman's advocacy. So that's a good bonus, having a billionaire investor behind you.
Well, that always helps.
Yeah. I mean,
and that's, like I said before, I'm subscribed to the MPP, and they always have this thing where it says some philanthropist has, what's the word I'm looking for? He said that whatever, any donations they get for 2007, he will double it. He'll take that and match it with his own money.
Yeah.
He'll double it, just like that. 2008 did the same thing. 2009, he does the same thing. And I think it's always this one guy, so it might be whoever that is.
Yeah.
Just someone that has a lot of money that doesn't want to give it all himself, but it's like, whatever anyone else gives, I will see that and raise it that amount.
Right.
Which is
cool.
Fucking awesome.
Because that pushes more people to do it.
Well, that, and it sucks to say, but you have to have money to make laws and shit, or
you
to get
bills
out there.
You have to have money to get anything done.
Exactly.
Anything.
When it's political, it takes money, which is stupid.
Well, because there's so many people you gotta buy, you know.
Well, that it's
off,
like,
pretty much.
Why, like, what does money have anything to do with laws that govern how we live as people?
Right. The money just actually has nothing to do with it
right,
at all.
Right. It sounds totally silly to me, especially when now it's not backed by anything but our military, basically. Like, what is the money?
But people still keep accepting
because
it like it always is.
It's a way to create an economy and maintain an economy. If there's no money, people aren't motivated to work because not everybody thinks, like, oh, I'm going to do my part to make this overall thing that we all have a huge stake in better.
People might be like that if they could go to the store and get all the things they need and then
home. But then who's going to supply the stores with shit?
Exactly.
Nobody wants
needs to get paid.
Exactly. Everyone has to be it for the greater good. Mm. I always just thought if you would just eliminate money altogether, focus, like, build what needs to be built,
right,
take care of everyone's needs, but people don't want just their needs met. They want above and beyond that. They want everything. They want yours and mine and as much of it as they can get, because somewhere in their life, they came to the realization that, hey, when I die, this shit's coming the fuck with me.
Yeah.
Fuck all y'all.
Could you imagine if everyone just did their job like they're supposed to?
Yeah,
everyone had a job, and you just did it for the greater good to help everyone.
And
then instead of getting paid, when you went to the store, you didn't have to buy what you needed.
Right,
you just went there, and you grabbed it and left, because the people that made all that stuff
They're
doing their job, so when they go to the store, they just get it.
Right.
They don't
have
to pay for it.
Did you work? your time this week, right? Did on you your work card or yeah. whatever?
You work and, all your eight hours a day or whatever, and you get to just do whatever.
Yeah, and that's always the main setback when you look at NASA or research scientists,
right, it's
or
funding.
Anything like
it's
that.
Always funding.
Why haven't you guys made these awesome breakthroughs? Because the equipment costs money. You
Everyone
have to pay
that
the
works
people.
There needs to get paid.
Well, why does the equipment cost money? Because the manufacturers have to pay for the parts
right. Everyone
to make
that,
it.
Yeah, all the parts. And
pay
then to make
the
it.
Engineers and the scientists right. and all the research and development. Well, what if see and that's it's a thin line between what Shazam says that's called communism.
It is.
And
yeah.
that's what it is, but if it is a good idea
it is.
If
you do it right.
You could do it right and to where people didn't get greedy, but right. it's their common nature to be greedy like that. Like mm-hmm. I'm not satisfied just having a roof over my head and food to eat. I need a giant fucking mansion when it's just me and my fucking trophy wife
right.
and I need her to have fake titties, and I need the best car instead of just a car like everybody else to get where you're fucking going.
How about this? We
it's
make
it's,
one car. We make one kind of house.
You can't do it now.
There's that'd be
you,
so
in
much
In order
better.
To make that work, you have to start all over.
Yeah, you have to,
you have to
erase.
Create, you have to create a society that has never been exposed to media advertising, that has never been exposed
right.
to greed and
well even if you were exposed to it if that was the only choice like if you want a new car you go get a new car but
that,
it's the exact
saying,
same car that you have
you're saying limit the choice
right like you there's only one kind of car that you can drive there's only one kind of house
because there's going to be a car company out there that wants to do something different
right right
and
I
that's
know.
I mean see, I'm just there's, saying there's good and bad things to it and it depends I guess on what the goal of your society is. Are you trying to achieve something great, or are you all just trying to get as much as you can in before you die?
Well, yeah, like, most people aren't trying to do anything great. They're just trying to, you know, get theirs.
And most people say, like, generally, most people will have a family and whatnot, and they're like, I just want to have a good nest egg for my kids to be able to, you know, have a better life than
right.
I have. Everybody wants their offspring to have a better life than what they have.
Unless they had an awesome
life. It's like,
life,
well, why can't you just be happy with having a good life, feel that you've been successful not because you made a lot of money, but because you contributed to this overall thing that's happening
right.
here.
Like, you...
Worldwide, it would
never
work.
Every single person is contributing to everyone's
right.
success,
and worldwide,
basically.
It would never work, because
no.
you're always going to have some country, like, you know, Korea or fucking...
Or even us.
Iraq,
there's
going
to be so
or,
many people
yeah.
here that aren't like that.
Yeah, and we're always going to want more than what is good enough.
Right.
If we all just satisfied Maslow's hierarchy of needs, like, everything would be cool. But we keep building onto that pyramid. It's stupid shit that you don't really need, but because
well, even
of all
if,
the advertising and the
yeah.
brainwashing and whatnot, you feel that you have to have it. Otherwise, you're not part of a normal society or something. It's stupid.
Right.
It's totally stupid. And I would be down if we had, if, say, some rich philanthropist was like, I have this island. I'm going to try this social experiment for 10 years. We're going to put everybody on here. Nobody's going to make any wages. You're all going to be provided the basic needs for what your survival...
As long as you do your
as
job.
As long as you do your job. That's right. your motivation to do work is not getting a paycheck. It is getting the basic things that you need to survive. And that's it.
Well, that's pretty much... That's, at least people like us, that's what we do go to work for. Because all of our money goes to surviving.
People like us live paycheck to paycheck.
Exactly.
And we have just enough, if not barely enough, to get what we need. Granted,
right.
we don't need all these computers, we don't need these microphones, we don't need these cameras, but it's something we do
right.
to pass time, and we enjoy doing it. See, if this was our job, if we were getting our food and our living expenses paid for doing this, then we would be provided this equipment.
Right.
But it doesn't work, because there's always people that are like, well, I'm a doctor, and this guy works at McDonald's or something.
But
why
he gets,
does he get the same amount of stuff that I get? And it's like, well, why are you being greedy?
Yeah.
He's like, well, I do harder work. And that's where that comes in.
Then go work at McDonald's.
Exactly. And that's what you could say. Well,
yeah.
then, do you want to work at McDonald's? And the doctor's like, well, no. And it's like, well, then quit bitching.
Yeah.
But then he gets together with all his doctors, and pretty soon yeah. none of the doctors are fixing people.
Right.
Because they're all... And it
doesn't
work
more.
Like that. And that's why it will never work the way things are now. You have to totally start over. And Bird 35 says, that's actually called the Dharma Initiative. Nice, dude. Yeah. Nice.
That is, huh? Okay, so we'll get even back on topic.
You have to actually poop in the litter box,
not on top. Thank you. Appreciate that. So the Drug Policy Alliance has 45 staff members and 7 offices nationwide working for legalization. In the 25 years since Nancy Reagan advocated just saying no, Mr. Nadelman has seen a progression through 4 public stages out of the 5 he believes are needed to achieve legalization. So here's the stage. Stage 1, Bill Clinton. I smoked, but I did not inhale. Stage 2, Al Gore. I smoked. It was wrong. I regret it. Shame on me.
Of course. I apologize.
Right.
Please don't hold that against me.
Stage 3.
Even though it's not that bad of a thing, because there's some people in the government doing much worse things than I am.
Yeah.
But fuck me.
Stage 3, Michael Bloomberg asked if he'd tried pot. But you bet I did, and I enjoyed it. That's stage three out of 5.
Yep.
Stage 4, Barack Obama. I inhaled frequently. That was the point.
And still do.
Yeah.
Duh. Why would you smoke it and not inhale? Are you stupid?
Yeah.
Like,
and then stage 5 is a public figure comes. Yes, I smoke the occasional joint.
And what is wrong with that?
Yeah, yes, I do that.
You guys can drink.
Yeah.
So why can't I smoke?
Right. It's not as bad.
At all.
They just need a public figure to go out and say it.
That's what takes money. That's what takes all this fucking money.
Yeah.
And see, that's another thing, going back to the whole communism thing. Besides the fact that it's called communism, and that has such a negative connotation to it.
Because it's never worked.
Exactly.
It's always gone bad.
You have to look at why it's never worked, and you have to look at the people
that are doing it.
Well, yeah, you have to look at the governments that enforced it. Right. They went about it totally wrong.
I mean, but the reason why they do that is because they see that a government like that did that, so it's a bad thing. It's
exactly.
Like, no, they got it right. They're just doing it wrong.
Exactly. It's like the right idea, but you're doing it all wrong.
Yeah, you're
it's
doing
like,
it the
you
wrong
have to
way.
Actually brainwash them first.
Yeah.
And we need that little fucking memory zapper thing from MIB.
Right.
And then we can
what is that called? I forget.
The memory
neural.
Oh yeah. I don't
something.
Even remember. You make me want to look it up now.
We need to drop the D from smoked, Mr. Nadelman said, and move from past to present. For many reasons, the advocates are feeling hopeful. The Obama administration reversed a Bush policy of prosecuting medical marijuana use, which is now legal in 13 states. A recent field poll in California showed for the first time that a majority of registered voters in the state favors legalizing and taxing pot. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, who has opposed legalization, now says he'd like to see a study done.
Right, now that he saw that that marijuana
his number one cash
was
crop.
Bringing in twice what his 2 and 3 cash crops
and
were
he's
bringing
not,
in.
Yeah, and he's not seeing any of that money.
Exactly.
It's
and that's the only reason. That's
it. They don't care about it, except the fact it makes so much money.
That's like the communism thing, because weed has such a bad connotation to it because of all the negative propaganda
right.
from back in the 40s
when
and
they
the
didn't,
50s and
yeah.
60s.
Well, because then they didn't know enough about it to really judge it
exactly.
correctly.
So they just talked out of their ass and totally
and then never,
gave it this bad fucking
right.
rap.
And then when someone actually did find out that it wasn't like that,
right.
they're like, oh no, it is. I know.
They're like kids fucking sitting around like,
yeah.
you do it. No, man, I don't want to do it. You do it. And someone finally comes along and is like, I'll fucking do it. I'm still cool.
I actually feel pretty good,
I
actually
feel awesome now.
Yeah.
No, wait, I want to kill people. No, I don't.
No,
I'm good.
Actually, I just got to pull.
Oh. David says it's the neural neutralizer.
Oh,
thank
okay.
you.
Thanks,
I couldn't find
thanks.
It. I was like, what is the flash memory? It was like, do you need flash memory? No,
no.
I need my memory flash. No,
no,
no, Google.
God.
That's not what I meant.
Google,
damn
I hate
it.
You sometimes.
Damn it, Google.
National polls.
Google's like being married to like a half deaf fucking wife.
I know.
He's like, no, that's not
no.
what I meant.
Wait, did you mean
no,
this?
You're putting
no.
words in my mouth.
Stop it.
Damn it, Google.
National polls also show growing support. An ABC Washington Post poll last month found that 46% of Americans favored legalizing small amounts of pot for personal use.
Yeah,
46%.
What?
46%.
That goes back to that poll I read about that it's almost becoming super majority. It was like 56%.
Yeah.
It depends. Different polls are a different group
right.
of people polled.
This is the Washington Post.
Right, yeah. See, different shit.
Yeah.
But they're all pretty high, much higher than they have been in recent years.
Yeah, when the poll last asked the question in 1997, 22% supported legalization.
Right.
So over double since 1997.
Yeah, and it's going to totally keep going up.
Yeah. Every strategy for achieving legalization pins its hopes on the generation that first embraced pot, baby boomers, gradually displacing older votes with no experience using the drug. The ABC poll found that 45% of boomers favored legalization versus 30% of adults 65 and older.
And that's another thing I have a huge problem with is when people have such crazy fucking opinions about things that they've never tried, they have
right.
no ideas about.
They don't have
all
any up-to-date research about it. All their research that they know is from 65 years ago.
Or it's just from what they've heard,
right.
from what their
word
friends
of mouth,
have said,
yeah.
and chances are their friends have the same opinions.
It's just hearsay. It doesn't really mean anything.
You have no evidence to back up what you're saying. And that's bullshit because you're making physical, concrete laws based on all of this lack of evidence.
Right. Mr. Nadelman, a boomer himself at 52, says the biggest difference since the last legalization push in the late 1970s is the drug savvy of parents now versus then. In the 70s, the older generation of parents didn't know the difference between marijuana and heroin, Mr. Nadelman said. This generation of boomers' parents has a high familiarity with marijuana.
Yeah, right.
An awful lot tried it, liked it. The vast number yeah. never went on to cocaine or heroin. Or even had a problem with marijuana.
Exactly. And that's the thing. You can't, coming off of a severe fucking hardcore drug addiction,
right.
I can smoke weed for as long as I want and stop it instantly. No fucking problems
yeah.
at all. None.
You still want it because you like it, just
but
like anything else you want
you
like.
It's not as bad as wanting cigarettes.
It's not like a need, no.
You don't get sick. It's not a mental thing.
Well,
like,
yeah, because with that stuff, you think you need it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, in your
and
mind,
it,
you need
and
that
And it makes
stuff.
You sick as
yeah.
fuck if you don't have it. This, with weed, there's no physical manifestations.
Right, you just feel like you normally do when you don't
exactly.
have it. Except you want it.
Or you and that it's not even that bad at
no.
all. I'm
well,
sure
yeah, like,
it differs
when,
person to person.
Yeah,
but
when
it's
I
not.
Don't when I want it and I don't have any, I'll like think about it and like, oh, I really want it, and then 5 minutes goes by and my mind's on something else completely different and I completely forgot I even wanted any.
Yeah,
it just
it's
doesn't
fucking,
it's not that important. It's just and you know, it's a luxury, I guess, is what I'd call it.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Well, yeah, that's pretty much it for this. It's pretty long.
All right. Well, I got one more thing. This is kind of more science technology related, and then we'll get into some fuck my life. But this one was sent to us by someone new in the stumble upon. I forget who they are, but thank you very much for it. This one is called Man-Made Diamonds, Paving the Way for the Next Technological Revolution.
Man-Made Diamonds.
We finally figured out how to make our own diamonds.
Hmm.
Something, this blew my fucking
mind.
Well,
I imagine the first step would figure out how they're made in nature in the
first
place.
Well, right, and we've known that for a long fucking time, that it takes a lot of heat, a lot, like Superman, he could take coal and fucking go, crush
yeah.
it, and there's diamonds. It takes massive amounts of heat and massive amounts of pressure and a long fucking time.
Yeah.
But our scientists with, you know, funding and everything.
Which why diamond's so hard is because of that.
Right, exactly. It's one of the hardest surfaces.
Right. Could you imagine if we could just mass produce diamond
well,
and use it
up.
As a material?
Before the brains of 20th century humans got in the game, it would take the Earth a billion years to pressurize carbon into a diamond. Now laboratories at Apollo Diamond in Boston, Massachusetts, can produce nearly flawless 1-carat diamonds in less than a month.
Wow.
Nearly flawed. Now, 1 carat's not very big.
No,
but
this is the first phase
exactly.
of it. They just figured it out.
Robert Linares is responsible for inventing a diamond growing technique known as chemical vapor deposition, or CVD. According to an article in USA Today, CVD uses a combination of carbon gases, temperature of 1800 degrees Fahrenheit, excuse me, and pressure that recreates conditions present at the beginning of the universe. Atoms from the vapor land on a tiny diamond chip placed in the chamber. Then the vapor particles take on the structure of that diamond, growing the diamond atom by atom in a much bigger diamond.
Wow.
So you're growing diamonds in this chamber.
Using an actual diamond
to copy a plate of it. Like, right. It's like a substrate in a Petri dish.
Yeah, yeah.
You're using that as the base to grow your bacteria or anything on.
Right. That's cool.
It gets into some crazy shit that they think where technology will go now.
Right, just
that
we imagine after 100 years of perfecting that art, like mm-hmm. how easy you can make big ass diamonds.
The mass production of lab produced diamonds is predicted to bring with it the most significant influence on technology and how we live since the age of steel. According to SmithsonianMag.com, engineers hope to make everything from high-powered lasers to more durable power grids. They foresee razor-thin computers, wristwatch-sized cell phones, and digital recording devices that would let you hold thousands of movies in the palm of your hand. Let's have a look at how diamonds are already reshaping the world of technology and our everyday lives.
Yeah, I've heard about that kind of reminds me of the crystal hard drive, diamond
this
instead.
This gets into some of that stuff. One of the things they can do is quantum cryptography. And you know, cryptography is like coding and stuff like that, where you're putting locks on things and over again. So you have to decrypt it and encrypt it, sending secure messages, shit like that. For as long as there have been codes, there have been those who can crack them. Scientists have been experimenting with quantum cryptography for the last few years as a means for ultra-fast, ultra-secure communication.
SSL and Blowfish out of the water.
Oh, completely. You're using quantum mechanics, basically. I'll read it. I know what it does, but they word it really simple to understand here. They've discovered that the ultimate method to protect information would be to send it using the basic unit of light known as the photon. So light travels in packets, that's called a photon.
Right.
According to the laws of quantum physics, which dictates that by observing a quantum state, you alter its behavior, by sending info along this single particle of light, it would be impossible for anyone to stop it, copy it, or even read it without being its state altered. So basically, you have a particle and it's in the quantum state.
Right.
When you collapse that waveform and force it into one of two states, it goes there. Until that happens, it's in quantum fluctuation. It's either here or it's over here. It's fucking mind-blowing.
Well, and it's light. You can't really catch it. I mean, it's if you do catch it, it slows it down, so you'll know if someone is interfering.
The only problem is that identifying, measuring, and monitoring a single photon has never been possible, let alone aiming one from Earth to a satellite for data transmission purposes until now.
Yeah.
Researchers have discovered that diamonds possess the ability to process and measure one photon at a time, a discovery which is revolutionizing quantum cryptography and the transmission of secret information. So that goes on. I'm just going to read bits out of each one of these things, and I'll post the full thing on thejamhole.com. If you guys are interested, you can check it out. The next thing, speaking of cancer, is chemotherapy. Diamonds have proven to be particularly useful for helping cancer patients on the road to recovery. Chemotherapy and radiation treatments have been very successful at destroying the quick-to-multiply cancer cells, but the drugs and radiation's broad range of effectiveness, along with their inability to distinguish good cells from bad ones, often leave patients crippled with painful and debilitating side effects. So if you can take these little tiny patches of like a microfilm or something laced with nanodiamonds that they're developing, you could protect that part of the skin and only focus using a laser on the part of the cells that
the cancer is. Just the one area that has the cancer. That would be amazing.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
Nano diamonds. I like how that sounds.
I know, totally. So then the next one is lasers. Lasers are already pretty awesome, but for close to two decades now, scientists around the world have been trying to harness the diamond's ability to transmit heat and light in order to create an even more amazing super laser. Leading his research team at Macquarie University, Richard Mildren has helped create the world's first diamond laser. When light hits a diamond, the photons either gain or lose energy inside and create a secondary light. Employing a technique known as Raman scattering, Mildren's team then amplifies the secondary light by reflecting it and by injecting high amounts of energy into the system, which in turn emits a laser beam.
Wow.
Diamonds. Not only a girl's best friend, also a nerd's best friend.
And they're also forever.
So future applications of this new diamond laser beam include terahertz threat detection, torso scanning devices in airports, super high precision laser surgery, and of course, laser weapons. Sharks with frickin' laser beams, dude! We're so close!
We're so close!
Sharks with frickin' laser beams. So,
who knew that diamonds had, like, so many uses? It's
crazy
technology,
right?
Like,
crazy. And they won't melt under I mean, they can hold a lot of fucking heat before they'll melt.
Like, they have so many different purposes.
It's amazing, yeah. It's like the cure-all.
It's going to make them worth even more money, even when we can produce them ourselves.
Yeah, well, yeah, maybe. It depends how much energy has to go into actually creating all of the conditions that need to be met.
I'm sure it
can have
is
that.
Pretty expensive.
But it sounds like it's a purely chemical process. So,
yeah,
I don't know. We'll see. So then the next thing is what you were talking about is data storage. Wants to hold a terabyte, 1,000 gigs on a single disk? Yeah. No, I'm cool. With my 4.7 gig fucking DVDs. I have a wicked fucking eyelash in my eye.
Awesome. That's what we need right now.
Whatever. Single crystal diamond spheres are key to the next wave in data storage. To increase the data, the storage capacity of a disk, you need to decrease the wavelengths of the readout laser while increasing the numerical aperture of the focusing lens. Duh. Obviously.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you didn't know
I
could have
told you that.
What are you doing?
Right.
In order to do this, you need a transparent lens with a high refractive index. Diamonds are perfect as they happen to have the largest refractive index of any transparent material in the blue and ultraviolet region of the spectrum that we know of.
Yeah.
Who knows? Down the road, we may come to invent some whole new thing that's even more or
well,
even
something
higher.
That already exists. Diamonds, you know, it's something we know exists.
Yeah,
it's
and now
we just
something
created.
We finally figured out how to make.
Right.
Diamonds, perfect. Right, these solid immersion lenses, or SILs, will drastically increase the amount of storage available in today's CDs and DVDs. Diamond lenses are also used in X-ray machines and vacuum chambers. And then, communication. Before our ability to mass-produce diamonds existed, harnessing their properties to improve sophisticated electronic devices was far too expensive and impractical endeavor. But now, armed with the ability to produce diamonds in films in a matter of hours, companies are beginning to experiment with diamond-coated cell phone components. That is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
diamond films will hyper-accelerate the speed with which signals can transmit from one set of circuitry to another. So imagine
you
having...
think that would speed up, like, satellite internet.
Imagine your EVDO cell phone being as fast as our fucking 20 megabit cable connection.
Exactly.
Like, bam.
Completely wireless.
Oh, what are you doing? Nothing. Not fucking, like, people spend
this
so
instant.
Much time waiting for shit on computers. Once
like, could
this
you
happens
imagine
and we go into the quantum age of computing, like, we'll be set.
Like, I'll be on I Love Torrents that much more.
And then the last one is tools, obviously, diamond being the hardest thing
right.
in the world. Thanks to their virtual indestructibility, diamonds make for excellent cutting, drilling, and polishing tools. In fact, only 20% of the diamonds mined today are set in jewelry, while the rest are put to work in industry. Power saws equipped with diamond-embedded blades can cut smoothly and precisely through most materials, including granite, marble, reinforced concrete, and steel. surgeons
well,
use...
Well, yeah, pretty much everything, because unless it's harder than diamond.
Surgeons use diamond-edged scalpels for ultra-precise incisions during cardiovascular, neurological, and ocular surgeries. Drill bits with diamond-sintered edges can drill through just about any surface on the planet, and diamonds which have been turned into dust or paste are the essential ingredients for polishing tough surfaces like stone, concrete, and marble.
Protect diamonds, it forever.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And there, it's,
could you imagine if we could, like, somehow mix that with paint so that paint would never, ever chip? Like, it'd just be perfect.
Done.
Couldn't even scratch it.
Lifetime. But see, then you go back to the money thing.
Right.
Why would you want why would you want to produce something that lasts that long
because
if you only have to buy it once?
Ever.
You're out of business.
Yeah.
If you don't need money for your business, though, is it a problem?
No.
You just, that's the whole thing. You set people back when you base everything on money, and that
right, because
sucks.
They're only going to make things that are going to keep making them money.
Exactly.
Which isn't the best thing for everyone.
Exactly. If you make things as good as they possibly
we
would cut down on waste, we would cut down on resource consumption, everything.
Right, because if it wasn't
not profitable.
If it wasn't for money, instead of having to take these 20 different pills every single day in your life to keep the AIDS at bay.
The ninja.
They could just give you a fucking cure once and you'd be fine, but then they wouldn't keep making money.
Yep.
Everyone would be cured.
Diamond's hardness, durability, and heat conductivity greatly outweighs its initial cost in the long run, outlasting 100% of its rival minerals. For thousands of years, alchemists have been engaged in the pursuit of transforming common metals into gold. What they should have doing is what Robert Linares has managed to achieve, transforming into diamonds, more diamonds, and more diamonds.
We should just base our money off of that, then.
Diamonds?
Yeah. Because diamonds are forever.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
You know what else I heard?
What's that?
Every kiss begins with K. So, yeah, I don't know. I found that pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's cool. I like hearing breakthrough shit like that.
Yeah, and we don't usually spend that much time on, you know, geeky, nerdy fucking
shit
like that.
Well, we do when it's something big like that. Like, that's something anyone can be like, wow.
We can grow our own fucking diamonds now.
Yeah, and it's...
We're really close to
doing
it.
Well, what blows me away is we're growing them.
Right, chemically. We're not taking coal and sticking it in a furnace with a ton of fucking pressure. We're actually using the chemical processes that created them initially, and we're replicating that in a fucking larger scale.
Which is the way to do it.
Well, yeah,
for
no
sure.
Shit.
I mean, it takes so much
we
less
don't
energy.
Have a billion years to fucking wait for a diamond to form, you know? So, yeah, I don't know. I just thought that was pretty interesting. Did I tell you what happened today?
No, I don't think I did. You always forget to tell me what happens
until
like an hour into the show. I mean, just got so much.
Well, real quick, before I got some other shit I totally forgot to talk about here, and then we'll get into that. May 23rd, next Saturday, Aussiepalooza.
We'll be there.
We'll be there.
No one else will.
8 a.m. You want to hear us fucking talk? You want to come take a shot at us? 8 a.m.
Can we not do 2 hours, though?
We're not going to be able to because the first band plays at 10, so...
But that's 8 to 10.
Well, we're going to be there at 8.
Oh.
Well, we'll probably be there at, like, 7:30.
No, so. I'll probably be there at, like, 10.
You better fucking not. I will come... I will drag your ass out of fucking
You might
bed,
have to come wake me up.
Still up from the night before, all twisted on fucking coke and meth.
Can we get some?
I don't know. Is that in the contract?
I don't know. We should have
cool
Ryan
thing.
Write that in there.
Ryan, the guy that's throwing this whole thing, our ex-Salt guy, our new install guy,
right?
He got on the news with
really?
His whole, this is for
old-timers. For old-timers. Make sure you say that on the news.
Right, because he turned his Reminiscence Theater into a non-profit, so he talked to one of our friends that works at the news station. They got him an actual interview. It's
that's
on the
cool.
If you Google,
was he actually on TV?
Yeah, too? Yeah, he was on TV, and the video of it's on the website. So if you actually want to see what this whole thing's about, go to KCFW, Google KCFW TV, and Ryan Alzheimer's. You'll find it in there somewhere. Eventually.
If you know how to use Google.
I'll try and find it and put a link to it on the show notes or embed it in the jamhole.com/forums. But yeah, like that blew me away that he got on the news.
That's
so
cool. He's got some connections, though.
Well, that, and he's really good at doing that. Like, he's really, he has a good way of talking to people
right.
like that.
When it's something like that, I mean.
Yeah, so. And I found a place, I don't know if I mentioned this before, but I found a place to do our first real live audience
show. I think we have
mentioned
it, but let's mention it again.
It's going to be at the VFW here. It's cheap rental, so we can just let people in for free because we do a free show. I'm not going to charge for you guys to come in and listen to us talk when you could just listen to the podcast. So it's going to be free. There's awesome food there. It's a bunch of barbecue stuff. It's really fucking good. They have drinks you can get from the bar. It's all ages, and like I said,
it's
basically
the ideal place for us to do that because
there's
Wi-Fi.
Food.
Yeah, there's free Wi-Fi. There's food. There's alcohol, and it's all ages, which most places with alcohol do not have.
Yeah, exactly. So you go to the bar. There's going to be a bunch of tables
in
there.
It's because it's not in the bar, but the bar is right there in the next room.
So if you guys could do me a favor, email info@thejamhole.com if you're local and if that's something you would want to do so I can get an idea of how many people are going to be there.
Right, because it's $75.
We're going to shoot for a month after Allzypalooza, so that'll give you guys, and we're going to try and do this thing once a month if we can, if there's enough people that are into it. If we do this first one, not talking about Allzypalooza, but we're going to push it there, that we're going to be doing this next month. But if there's like three people that show up, then we're probably not going to do it every month. We still might be too new of a show here locally because there's not that many people that live here locally.
Yeah.
But if you guys have some vacation time and you guys want to come down, we can put up a few of you here at our place so you don't have to pay for a hotel and shit. Not that hotels are all that expensive here.
No, you can go to the Blue and White, get one for $25.
Yeah, but if you're like, I'll fly there, but I don't have enough money to stay, we'll fucking put you up here, so don't worry about that.
There's enough floor space.
We're going to shoot for sometime towards the end of June, possibly July, sometime after the 4th or something.
Yeah.
So as we know about how many people are going to be there, just email info@thejamhole.com, RSVP your spot, and should be a great fucking time. Real quick, have you noticed that this – I don't understand this, I guess. Maybe you can help me understand something here.
Okay.
What the fuck is up with people putting these stickers on their shit? Shazam says, can I stay on Braden's face? Yeah,
ask.
We'll have
you have Matt's permission
to
stay on my face.
We'll have the first podcast gangbang. If you come up here, we'll all get up on his face. But what the fuck is up with people putting these stickers on their stuff that make it look like they're more ghetto? Have you seen
like
stickers on trucks that are bullet holes? But
yeah,
stickers,
I've seen those.
Stickers
I saw a PT Loser the other day. It was a brand new PT
stickers
Loser.
Stickers of broken glass on garage. Like,
I've never seen that, but I've seen the bullet holes.
I deliver to a bunch of places like this. Like, you want to make your thing look broken? I don't understand that.
Well,
I don't comprehend
that. Yeah, because I can break it for you.
I know.
Should we start a new business?
That might be a good fucking
idea.
It's
a non-profit business.
I saw one yesterday that was, it was on this garage door, and it's the garage, and then there's three windows, and the first window has this rock coming out of it with a sticker around it looking like cracks. And, like, it's a 3D sticker, kind of, and you put it on there, and it looks like there's a rock sticking out of your broken window.
Huh.
Can you explain that to
me?
I
can't.
Why? That's all I want to know is why. Why do you want to take your brand new car and make it look like it got shot up full of bullet holes?
Because
you ghetto piece of shit. Why?
Yeah, I know. I can't help you.
Can you explain
I have no idea.
Can somebody please call in 406-204-4687 and explain this
to me? Remember that computer I had that I made the case out of wood?
Because I don't fucking get it. Did you do that?
That what? Well, you remember that computer case I had that I made out of wood in workshop class? That had those bullet hole stickers on it.
Okay.
But it came with Unreal Tournament 2004.
The bullet holes?
Yeah, and I had nothing to do with these stickers, so I'm like, well, I'll put them on my computer.
Why, though? Look like your computer got in a gang fight?
Yeah, you know.
You put a little red bandana on it, little teardrop coming by its eye.
I'm Crip, not Blood, son.
Oh, word. Holla.
Holla.
I don't understand that. Like, we tried to pretend like we're such civilized, awesome people, and then
Bird
we do 35 that.
Bird35 says some people use them to cover up paint chips.
Get some touch-up paint! Get some fucking nail polish.
It's like, so, oh, this bullet hole looks much better than this paint chip.
I'm going to go around, and everyone that I see that has little sticker bullet holes, I'm going to put real bullet holes in it.
Yeah.
This looks
cool.
Better. This looks realistic.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It was just something I saw, and I've been seeing it. I've been meaning to mention it, and I keep forgetting. But that blows my mind. I don't understand it.
I remember my grandfather used to have a... like half of a golf ball on the back of his pickup in the window and a sticker around it that looked like cracked glass.
Yeah, that's what this rock thing was. It's like just half of a rock with the rock cracks and shit.
I don't get it. I guess that's cool, man.
I don't understand it. That's like pretty soon our women will be wearing makeup.
Out, brand new windows.
In, broken windows.
Fake rocks in the window.
But that's like pretty soon our women are gonna start wearing makeup that gives them black eyes and bruises and shit.
Oh, I can't wait.
My God, that is so sexy. Look,
that'll be so awesome because then you can fucking punch them and
oh,
no one will
know. Like, is that makeup?
I don't know. It won't come off.
Oh, shit. Maybe it's Maybelline. Maybe she just doesn't shut the fuck up.
Yeah. It's so confusing. I can't tell the difference anymore.
I don't understand. I don't understand the people I live with sometimes. Not like personally, like Danny.
No, just in this area.
In my society here that I live in, I don't understand these people.
No.
I don't get it.
It's
hard. And the last thing I did want to mention before we do some F my L. Disgusting jobs. We were talking about this a long time ago.
Well,
the top 10 worst jobs that you would rather kill yourself than do for a month.
Uh-huh.
Now, not just disgusting and gross and stuff that you just wouldn't want to do, but I don't understand why we have these jobs. Pedicurist? Manicurist? Like, are you so lazy that you can't clip your own fucking toenails that you make another human being have to clean up your nasty fucking feet?
Right, like, are they so good at it?
But I don't... That is the most disgusting thing to make another human being have to do. It's like, kiss my feet.
But it's not like... Yeah, but most of those people, like, it's a profession. So most of those people, like, had to...
Hygiene is a profession?
Well, no.
I can understand cutting your hair because it's hard to do. I've tried.
Right, but I think...
It's hard to cut your own
when you get a manicure or a pedicure, I think they, like, do a lot of things to your nails that you can't just do yourself.
Why
like,
can't you
they
just
clip
do
them,
it?
They clip them and
you
they do,
you can't clip
like,
your own finger? Are you a fucking
no,
dog?
No, they do. I mean...
Okay.
Obviously, you clip your own nails, but they do that and they, like, treat your nails and, like, I don't
know.
Why
do you need your nails treated?
I don't know. I've never fucking gotten one, so I don't really know what it involves.
That's bullshit.
You should go get a pedicure.
Shazam says you guys have no clue.
I don't.
Well, then give me a clue.
Why?
What is the purpose of that?
Yeah.
Are you so insecure?
I mean, I'm pretty sure there's...
Take care of your shits in the first place.
Well, but they can make
they wouldn't
it look
get
really nice.
So bad to where you have to
but
go in there.
But people go there that don't have nasty feet. They go there and they get that shit done.
Why?
Because it makes their feet even nicer.
Why?
Because of the I don't know what they do, but it
Are
works.
Are you feet porno fetishists?
I don't know. It's chicks. It's a chick thing.
It's a dude thing, too, dude.
When chicks make dudes do it.
Or,
you're a gay.
Or you're a faggot.
Queer.
It feels good, Shazam says.
Oh.
What feels good? The fact that you have power over another human being that you're like, clean my feet and lick my ass while you're at it.
For $300?
I don't think so.
I don't
think these
I have no idea how much it costs.
But I just, I went into this place today and delivering her water, and she's such a naggy fucking bitch. And that's besides the point.
But she is.
There's this old, rich-looking bitch in the seat, and she's just down there, like, going to town on her fucking toes and shit.
Right
and
on.
And it just, to me, it seems like such an embarrassing profession to be in. It's like the colon hydrotherapist, the colon therapy people. Like, you get paid to shove tubes pumping water up somebody's asshole. They don't
and
need
then
that
suck it
in the
out.
First place. take care of yourself. It's not.
Here's
that,
here's one of the jobs I don't want.
I eat shit the dude all the fucking has, time, and I'm just fine. I don't need a pump of water shoved up my asshole.
I just thought of another really bad job.
Please.
The dude that has to clean out the fucking tank that all your shit goes into from the from the hydrotherapy. Because it goes into, you know, it goes in and that comes back out into another tank, I imagine. I mean, that's got to get cleaned out every once in a while, I imagine. You can't just let that shit builds up after a while.
Yeah.
Someone's got to clean it.
That's so gross.
It ain't going
to
be me.
So Shazam says, no, it's just nice to be pampered and it's pleasant to look at one's own feet and see how pretty they are and to feel how soft they are. You can't do that yourself. I understand. Okay, it's nice to be pampered.
Yeah. Someone's doing
that
it.
Seems
it's nice.
Like it's such. I don't know. I don't understand.
That's
that.
A girl thing. It really is.
I can't. I don't know, dude.
Well, if
I
you were
know.
A chick, you would understand it. Here, give me your balls. You'll know.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. I think that's what it is. What? They just attach hoses. What do you. Are you talking about the hydrotherapy?
Right, they just pump out the shit?
Well, yeah, they attach a hose. They stick a hose in your ass that pumps water in there, and then it comes back through that
just,
hose.
To me, I guess it just... It made me mad because I look at this person, and I'm like, you are so lazy. You can't fucking do that yourself. Or you have so much money, you can just be like, here,
but you go to McDonald's and you get a fucking hamburger for, you know, whatever. You're so lazy you can't go home and cook a hamburger yourself.
Well, you don't have food here at home.
Well, fucking go buy some.
Why buy some food when I just buy that?
Because you're late. Because
I clip my own fucking fingernails and shit. And I have a fucking lava rock that I make my feet all nice and soft with.
Shazam says, yeah, and you can stroke your own dick, but it feels nice to have someone else do it.
That's different. Bullshit, that's different.
That is kind of a good point.
No, it's not. That's different.
I think she's got a point.
Today, the girl I've had a crush on for a year finally said she'd go out with me. Point me.
All right.
On the way over to pick her up, she called me and said she couldn't go because she was going out to dinner with her...
Boyfriend.
Ex.
Oh, ex-boyfriend.
To talk things over. She asked if she could use the reservations I had made. Fuck my life.
Oh my god, what a bitch.
What a bitch. You know
what?
No, and now I'm taking your sister.
Yeah.
Suck it.
My sister's 12.
Suck it. Don't give a fuck. You're a bitch. Today I was in the bath.
King!
Ever-
quit licking your asshole.
Oh no, wait, we can give her a minute.
Go ahead. Continue, we'll wait. Wow, kitty.
Bath time for the kitty. Today, I was at... Oh, excuse me. Has that ever happened to you? Have you been, like, on the way, made a fucking reservation?
I've
like,
never been anywhere
out?
That
ring,
I had
ring,
to make...
Ring, 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 ring,
banana,
banana
phone.
Hi, yeah. I
no,
actually...
yeah, no.
Yeah, no, yeah.
I've never gone anywhere that required me to have reservations, or at least I didn't make the reservation, I guess.
It lasted for a while, but it's starting to suck
is
down
it?
Again.
It's lasting long. It's
I put
been
a couple comforters under the couch thing because it's a hide-a-bed and it sucks me in.
It's still better, though.
A little bit.
It's like how it normally is
this
now.
It's the most uncomfortable couch to sit on. I thought it was such a great idea. Like, oh, man.
I get to sit
I'll
on the couch.
Just
I just lounge back.
Yeah, I can kind of, but then I can't see any of my three fucking screens here.
You're surrounded.
Oh, well. Today I was in a bathroom stall peeing. Oh, I thought it said still peeing. Today I was in a bathroom still peeing. Shortly after, I heard a couple enter the bathroom, both extremely blank.
Drunk,
absolutely. They proceeded to have sex standing up against the stall I was in, blocking my only exit.
Oh, no.
I had to sit, wait, and listen as both parties finished. Fuck my
wait,
life.
Wait, so they're blocking the door? That I just fucking...
I kick Hulk smash! fucking super Scion.
Like, I always use...
I would power up the chi and just...
I'm Lincoln!
Bust that thing down, his dick goes up into her fucking twat,
yeah, but you know
comes
how the,
out her mouth.
The stalls always have the rails on the side next to the toilet for, like, the handicapped people to pull themselves up. I just fucking get a good hold on those cocksuckers. Just everything. I'd probably kill him.
Awesome.
I'd probably kill him, actually.
Hey, go home.
Hey, fuck somewhere else.
Ass fuck.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, when you're done, can I get a whack at that?
Yeah.
Oh, and real quick, I got a donation from our friend Johnny, from Johnny on the Spot podcast.
Yeah.
For enough money, minus the shipping, which I will cover, to get a 2 gig stick of memory for our Sony Vaio laptop.
Wow.
So, thank you, Johnny on the Spot.
Appreciate that. That is helpful.
That is very helpful.
You said you ordered a new stick, but you didn't say who paid for it.
Right, yeah.
I was going to be like, where the fuck did you get the money
from? Yeah, no, I still actually have negative money. Right. Well, now it's positive money, but once that gets taken out, it's going right back to negative money. So, yeah, thejaml.com/donate.
Carita, how much was that little cocksucker?
$25 with shipping and handling. $26.
Really?
Bucks. Newegg.com.
For 2 gig stick of RAM?
For 1 2 gig stick of RAM.
$26.
That look at this little motherfucker right here.
That's the cheapest sticker of RAM?
Yeah, totally. It's
like,
awesome.
Ever. Is it? I haven't bought.
Laptop
any...
memory is
true.
A little cheaper, I guess. I don't know.
That's weird. You think it'd be more expensive?
If I had more money, I would have got two of them. That way I could take out the one stick.
Yeah, and have four.
It's cool. Not greedy. Just what I need. Blah. Today, I was sitting next to this really cute guy in choir class. Trying to make conversation, I asked him what his favorite song was. He replied, "Leave Me Alone." I asked him who it was by, and he said, "It's not a song. I just want you to leave me alone." Yes, fuck your life. Absolutely. Today, I was standing on the packed bus home when I had a speck of dust in my lenses. As I couldn't... pardon the expression, rub it out. I tried blinking. If you can't rub it out, try blinking it out for the next 5 minutes. I did that so hard, I blinked it out of existence.
Nice.
Yes. No, not so nice.
No?
Now I pee out of my butt.
Oh.
Not so nice.
Although I'm sure there's been a time or two where we've all had to pee out of our butt.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Then... the hot girl opposite me screams, "Stop winking at me, you bastard!"
With both eyes.
"Don't even think about it, you ugly fuck!" Fuck my life.
I got something in my eye, you
bitch. Wow,
bitch,
you're so vain, you probably thought I was blinking at you.
Don't you?
I was trying to blink you out of existence.
Yeah, actually. God. I was hoping every time I opened my eyes, you would be gone.
No shit. Today, my girlfriend was sick, so I took her 5-year-old daughter out to eat. Oh,
great.
Oh.
why would you take a 5-year-old daughter out to eat? Like,
right, like, here's some
like
ramen, eat it.
Yeah, like she's going to...
eat it! Fucking eat it!
You might as well just take her to McDonald's, because if you take her anywhere that's, like, more nice than that, she's not going to tell the difference. She's five.
You could take her out to a fucking cow pasture and feed her shit.
Yeah, she'll probably taste...
Like, what's this? It's... food, eat it.
Oh, okay.
It's princess food.
Yeah,
bitch.
Just for the only the best for you.
Halfway through our date, quotes,
if you want to even call it that,
she asked me loudly, "Can we go back to the car now and take our clothes off?"
What?
Pardon?
Yeah, I suppose.
I guess. I mean, I was gonna take you to a movie first, but
I'm kind of hungry. But I guess I can eat you.
Apparently, she meant her toy dog's clothes. Uh-huh.
Take our clothes off.
Right. Like
her toy dog's clothes?
Me,
what?
Me and the toy dog.
Right.
Or her and the toy dog, excuse me. Yeah. It's a little game we like to play. Don't worry about it.
It's kind of a creepy game. I'm kind of worried about it, actually.
Face burning, we left a half-laughing, half-glaring crowd behind. Fuck my life.
Ooh.
50% creepy, 50% pissed.
Yeah.
Today, a cab driver had to sign me out of the emergency room because I didn't know who else to call. Fuck my life.
A cab driver? Just, I need a taxi. We're at the hospital. Can you also sign me out?
Can I get a witness? No, seriously, I need a witness.
Yeah, like, I need out of here.
Right.
Someone's got a sign for me.
Oh, a few more here. Today, I jokingly told my boyfriend that I could never marry him because he's a Yankees fan. Yankee?
Who isn't a fan? Kitty, maybe?
No, not me. He told me he could never marry me because he couldn't see himself having terrible sex for the rest of his life. He was actually serious. Fuck my life.
Wow.
Fuck better.
I can tolerate terrible sex for now, but not the rest of my life.
Fuck more often, and then you'll get better.
Hey, a little saying I made up. Practice makes perfect.
Right. I think I've heard that before.
No, I just made that up.
To live by.
I thought I just made that up.
No, you made that up a while ago. Oh, I remember
that's when
it.
You heard it.
Words to live by, my friend. Today, in my art class, we had to paint a nude portrait of a fat, old, blank...
guy?
Woman.
Oh.
About halfway through the piece... would have been all the way through. She wasn't so fat. And while painting her fat rolls, I realized she was the only person other than myself I had ever seen
naked.
Fuck our collective lives.
That's bad.
Oh.
Haven't you ever looked at porn? Like, do you mean, like, in person?
In real life, I would imagine.
Maybe, yeah.
Last one for tonight. Episode number 192. Today, I went to the midnight premiere of...
Star Trek.
Angels and Demons.
Aw, fuck. That movie,
I don't know. It looks kind of like Da Vinci Code-ish. I know Dan Brown, I think his name is Dan Brown. He's the same guy that wrote the Da Vinci Code book that wrote Angels and Demons.
Hmm.
I think it's Dan Brown. I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying.
Probably not. You're going to piss someone off in a minute.
Oh, no. A hobo wandered into the theater and sat down behind me.
A hobo. Where'd you get the $8.50 for a ticket?
Oh boy. He snuck in. Oh, wandered into the theater. Like, you can just roll in. Like, no, it's cool. I'm a hobo.
I work here.
I just need to get home. I'm drunk.
Yeah.
You know where to get home? I need to get home.
How do you get the 42nd Street?
I'm drunk.
Ugh. There was actually some people like that in New York. I was entertaining.
I paid $10 to spend 2.5 hours listening to a crazy man talk to himself and kick my chair while he loudly blank.
Jerked off.
Masturbating.
Oh, no.
Oh, masturbator.
Master.
Masturbator.
Bader.
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 Master
Bader. Oh, and Shazam says Dan Brown. Matt is correct. Booyah.
So wait, he had to spend $10-something, which is like $2 more than is here.
You could have just went to a peep show.
Yeah. No, but he spent $10 for that when that homeless guy had to spend nothing.
I know, you should have wandered in stinking like shit, piss, and alcohol.
And drunk as hell.
Just belligerent as fuck.
Why didn't he go to the XXX theater instead of going to Angels and Demons?
I mean, if you want
to
watch hobos jerking.
No, I meant the hobo. Why didn't he just wander into a XXX theater?
That's, yeah, weird.
I mean, seriously.
I don't understand it. Alright, you ready to do some news here? What's the time, please?
We're an hour and 36 minutes.
Alright, let's do some news. Episode number 192. I believe you read first last time.
I have no idea.
I honestly don't know. You can go ahead, though. This one was sent in to us by 26. This one is called Marriage of Transgender Woman.
Oh, this is getting
Man Nixed.
Huh.
F'd in the... It used to be an A...
Well, you always have an A.
Oh, right. It used to be a P.
Now a V.
Now it's a V.
Or the other way around.
Right. From Clarksville, Tennessee, Tennessee authorities have invalidated the 18-month marriage of a transgender woman and a man. Okay. Seeing the state considers them both blank.
Them both.
Transgendered.
Wait, is it a split between man or woman? I'm going to say man.
Both men. Absolutely correct.
Got it. I'll take men for 500.
I'll take women for 500.
I'll take any.
Yeah, oh, the Daily Double. Joe T. Rittenberry, 46, was born a man, claims to have had sex reassignment surgery in Canada.
I was born a man, but then they reassigned me when I was about 22.
Right, I wasn't fit for the position, they said.
No.
That's another thing our society could do without. We don't need doctors performing plastic surgeries.
No, we
don't.
If
you get so effed up to where you're unrecognizable, put them down.
Do your tits really need to be bigger?
Well, I'm saying people would say, well, what about people that get disfigured in accidents?
Well, they were probably ugly in the first place.
Better luck next time. Put them down.
Right.
Like, that will help our overpopulation problem.
Right.
For one. For two, there won't be any awful movies called Dark Man. Because there will have been no such...
Or The Man Without a Face.
Exactly.
That's a terrible movie.
The Invisible Man. The Invisible Man. Ding. Fucking name. That is unnecessary. There would be no such thing as Kim Kardashian.
No.
There would be
gone.
No. Just abominations.
There's a lot of things.
There would have been no such thing as that crazy bitch we did a story about a long time ago that was injecting cooking oil in your face because she was addicted to Botox.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
It's like, how do you get addicted to something like that, first of all?
How do you survive long enough to get addicted to something like that?
Right.
First of all.
Right.
Fuck. The Clarksville Leaf Chronicle reported that she had officials legally change the gender on her Kentucky birth certificate and Tennessee driver's license. Good.
Well, you were still born that, though.
Then that's what you are. If you believe in God... bitch, then he made you that for a reason.
Yeah, well, yeah, you shouldn't even be able to get it changed.
And if you don't, then tough shit. Well, deal with it. I don't want to be poor. Well, not poor, but I don't want to be living paycheck to paycheck, but I fucking deal with it.
I know
how
we like.
I was born.
I know how we like to bring God into everything, but excluding God,
well, I'm just
you were still born that gender, so on your birth certificate, since you were born
when they slapped your ass,
should say that.
And the dick didn't actually fall off, that means you're a dude.
Right.
Dude. So quit being a pussy and be a dude. Fucking idiots.
Maybe his wife took his balls and now he's like, I just need to cut this dick off and get it over with.
She upgraded to husband 5.0 and did /run, give me your nuts.
Yeah,
1.
Go get 3. The nuts.
Go get the nuts 5.0. Awesome. Oh, fuck. Rittenberry married Jeffrey Scott Phillips, 36, in November 07. Like, if you want to marry a dude, don't become a chick. Just be a fag.
Yeah.
Like, problem solved.
It's cool
dude. Now.
We worked that out for
we're
you. It's
totally
cool
with that.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's totally fine.
Totally fine. And that's why I brought God into it, because Tennessee, that's kind of near the Bible Belt area. So I assume that... there was a religious connotation to
it. There's a religious connotation to everything.
In
now,
God we
so.
Trust, my friend.
Yeah.
Rittenberry.
That's another thing. We didn't have money. Like, we wouldn't have that anymore either.
Exactly. Money and religion. Let's just get rid of that.
Get rid of those two
things. Can I bring the holy water to the May 23rd thing?
Why?
Just for fun? We could bless the crowd. I don't know.
The crowd?
Yes.
Of David and Adam.
And everyone that's running around setting up shit while we're doing our shit.
In
this
the
is
going
to be
band.
An awesome experience, I think.
But I won't be awake
if
for
If anything
it.
Else, the show after that Saturday is going to be awesome.
Why is that?
Because we're going to have all this cool shit to talk about.
I guess. If there's I just expect to show up there and like Ryan be there. And then
that's fine, because we're still streaming live, so anyone that wants to join us bright and early. Because I think, well, we'll talk about it after we do some news here. Kelly Farmer, Director of Communications at the Davidson County Clerk's Office, said Tennessee authorities will not honor the marriage because Rittenberry was not born a woman. Now you're a man, a fucking man, man, man. M-A-N, now you're a fucking man. Fucking man. Tennessee does not permit same-sex marriage and does not recognize gender change even after sexual reassignment.
It's like, no, there's
surgery.
A vagina there now. You want to see it?
No. No, not at all.
I definitely don't.
Not at all.
Wait. Whoa, that actually looks like a vagina. Can't touch it?
It's got my hand! It's got my hand! quote, "The marriage is real to me," said Rittenberry, also known as Terry Joe Colby. "It wasn't anything planned to be deceptive. I'm not gay, and Jeff ain't neither." Newsflash?
Yeah, you actually are.
The Canadian clinic, where Rittenberry claims to have had gender reassignment surgery, says she says it was a patient there, but no operation was performed. Rittenberry disputes that. She's like, "They too look at my dick. It's inside out." Like, inside out, boy. It's inside out, boy, down in my dick area.
Yeah.
Check that out. If I flex it real hard,
it pops back
it
out.
Gets
watch.
That hard, watch this. Authorities began raising questions of gender after Rittenberry was booked into jail in March, charged with domestic assault against a relative and criminal impersonation stemming from allegations of credit card fraud. How about new rule? If you get sexual reassignment surgery, don't commit assault, okay?
Yeah.
Because even though you look like a chick, you're going to get punched like you are a dude because you used to be a dude, and you still kind of are a dude, dude.
Dude.
Dude. Yeah, dude. That's fucked up, okay?
Yeah.
Montgomery Sheriff's Department spokesman Ted Denny told the Associated Press on Wednesday that Rittenberry is being housed with men and was patted down by both male and female officers because Rittenberry has breasts and a big old fat dick. That is it.
So they needed a female for the waist up and a dude from the waist down.
Yeah, exactly. And that is
like,
it for all right,
story. You got this half, I got this half. It's
disgusting,
like, fuck.
Disgusting people. You are disgusting.
Every
people.
One of you. Disgust
what are you
me.
Doing? Tits and a dick? Are you serious? Disgusting.
This one is called "Group Sex Has Destroyed My Life."
Really?
Yeah.
Usually that's the kind of thing that makes it better.
It kind of destroyed my face from the train that dudes ran.
Asshole fucking hanging out all over the place.
Yeah. The woman, who does not wish to be identified, says a night in which she had group sex with several Cronulla players at the Christchurch Hotel 7 years ago has left her with psychological damage and led her to abandoning her studies.
Of course it did.
When I read that one sentence and I was like, then don't fucking do it!
Right?
Like, then you shouldn't have fucking done
it. Problem solved.
It's like when
idiot.
I saw you take that picture of that having an abortion ruined my life. Then don't have the fucking abortion.
It's as easy
it's
as
It's as
that.
Easy as not, like, take responsibility for your own action. Well, I didn't
Shazam
know.
Shazam says group sex enhances one's life. Unless someone in that group has AIDS.
Yeah. I didn't mention that.
Of course.
The New Zealand
they rarely do.
Accident and Compensation Commission has found she was suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder.
Of course you were.
Has funded treatment for her and given her a weekly payment.
You can get paid if you're nuts?
Well, they fund her treatment.
From having group sex?
From her, well, yeah, because it gave her post-traumatic stress disorder. So they paid for the treatment of that, and she also gets a paycheck every week.
You got such a huge, giant, long train run on that ass that now you're getting paid for it?
I've seen some women get longer trains ran on them for a lot less.
That's right,
friend.
A lot less,
a
my
lot
friend.
Less. For about nothing, probably.
Half off.
Yeah.
Half off. Fuck. That's rough, man. That is rough.
Psychiatrist reported that she was suicidal, had cut her wrist several times, and bought a rope to hang herself.
Hey, what does that look like the morning after?
What?
that long, hard train getting run?
Probably,
a hot fucking mess.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, you gotta take a shower afterwards.
Well, can't wash that away.
You can't wash the shame off.
You can't wash your butthole back where it belongs.
Well, yeah, you gotta, you know, push your back
in
there.
Yeah, you gotta actually push it. Yeah. Gotta get like a fucking car jack and just fucking jack that fucker up.
Whoa. She told the ABC TV Four Corners program she felt degraded and traumatized by the incident and despised the players involved.
Of course. I hate you all even though I
said you could.
Hey, let's go.
Yeah.
Woo-woo! All aboard!
Let's run the train! Ex-Cronulla player Matthew...
Come on, ride the train. Choo-choo-ride it.
Matthew Johns has admitted...
Come on, ride the train. Choo-choo-ride it.
...involvement in the incident, but says it was consensual.
Of course.
Among new allegations aired on Monday, the woman said two men rubbed their penises in her face while other men stood watching and masturbating.
Oh, and that gave
sounds
you...
like how a train is supposed to go.
I've seen worse than that on fucking my computer, and I'm not like, oh, God.
Oh, my God. No, you were rubbing your dick, too, actually.
Man, if if you could get a paycheck every month for getting some dick rubbed on your face.
Wait, every month?
She get paid every week?
Yeah, she got it. Well, no, she gets a check every week because that happened.
That's what I'm saying. So,
from the stress,
how big would the check have to be?
Okay,
for you to get dick rubbed on your face, dicks plural.
Wait, to get a train ran on me once.
Well, did she actually get the full train run?
Well, here. Six men had sex with her while another six were gone.
Okay.
There was always someone touching her, she said.
That's the point.
Yeah, that's what... Why did you fucking do it then?
When you buy a train ticket,
you know what she did. No, no, you know what she
did. Get on the train. What?
You know what she did? She was like... She knew. She knew. She's fucking conniving bitch.
She's
a conniving bitch. She's
like,
oh, okay, I'll let
sex.
You. Yeah, yeah, I'll let this happen.
I'm raped.
But afterwards,
what the fuck is this?
Yeah. But afterwards, she planned that she was gonna pull this shit.
Uh huh.
You know it.
You know, I like on the jamhole.com/chat the way our cameras are set up. When you're talking into your mic and I'm talking into mine on there, it looks like we're looking
at
each other.
Good thing we didn't put each other on the opposite side.
I know. I was thinking.
That's
cool.
So cool.
Hey, Brayden.
Hey. Oh, what's up? Now let's watch us look at each other. Hold on.
Oh, my stream just froze.
Wow. And I totally, for years and years afterwards, I was drinking a lot, crying a lot, and losing a lot of friends, and doing quite destructive things to myself and other people.
And you weren't doing that before, whore.
Well, I didn't tell
anyone. You fucking whore.
Shh.
Bullshit.
I need my paycheck every
Bullshit.
Week.
Bullshit.
Okay, so now that we got that, how much would it take
Six
for
dudes?
Six dudes?
At least. What?
Well, this is, so here, I'll go down the list. So, two men, how big of a paycheck would it take every week, like a single paycheck every week, to have two men rub their penises in your face while others stood masturbating, and then have six men fuck you while another six jerked it to it? How big?
Well, Brayden,
you only,
let me
you
tell
only have
you
to
something.
Do it once, Matt.
I kind of want to just do it right now. Well...
That's
can it be chicks with little tiny dildos? No.
Can it be Asian she-males?
So
small.
Fuck, dude.
Because it's a chick
six?
With a dick, but it's Asian, so...
Hold on. Am I getting paid...
You're getting paid every week.
For the rest of my life?
I don't know.
Can we say yes?
Question, sure.
Can how much are we talking here? Or is that the question? How much would it take?
Right, how much? But you're getting. Keep in mind, you're getting that paycheck, that same amount again in another week. And you only have to do
six,
this once.
Just once.
Just
six
once.
Six dudes. Drugs.
I'll leave that up to you.
Novocaine.
Novocaine. My asshole. Yes.
Oh,
God,
fuck.
How many oxys would it take?
Oh, at least 580s really? Per dude.
Per dude. That's a lot of oxy to take at once, because these six dudes are all coming at you at once.
The good thing I've got fucking that makes tolerance.
Yeah, that sucks for you, us, though, because I'm like a chick. You know, we don't have three holes for them to stick their dick in.
Shazam
so
says,
you have to do, two, you know.
Shazam says, I'm moving to New Zealand, damn it. No wow. Shit, huh?
Yeah.
I wonder what their Craigslist looks like.
Probably out of control.
Out of control.
Oh, God.
It's just like boarding pass after boarding pass yeah. after boarding pass.
Okay.
That's some effed up junk, dude.
I don't
she
think
says,
I could.
Shazam says, I would pay for that.
I would. I don't think I could put a price on that.
Yeah.
That's tough.
It'd have to be enough to where
I would
set,
seriously have some post-traumatic stress
I want
problems.
Five? Nay. I want six get-out-of-jail-free cards.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
This is my rider.
Right.
For this star coming on the set. Or not coming. Either way.
Either way.
Six get-out-of-jail-free cards. Okay. I want a credit card.
Mm-hmm. No limit.
No limit. No interest. No monthly payments. I'm talking unlimited
right.
credit.
But it's American Express, so you can only use it at like five stores.
Right. It's gotta be Visa.
It's gotta be Visa.
Gotta be Visa.
Shit.
I'm gonna have to go with...
yeah.
I probably am going to need a house, one nice house in every country.
Well, if you have a credit card with no limit.
I guess, yeah, that's true. That's pretty much what
that's
I need.
That's pretty much as much money. And except probably, not everyone accepts credit cards.
Anyone that I would be dealing with would.
Yeah.
Debit card / credit card. Fuck, it'd take a lot, I'd say. I don't even think I could put a monetary... Unlimited
right.
is what I'm thinking.
I want to go into my bank account, like, online, and then see the infinite symbol where how much money I have is in my account.
I want to see pi.
Yeah.
3.1.
I want to see pi when I
never
check my balance.
Ending. Yes, absolutely.
That would be awesome. Okay, at the end of it, I wasn't so much drinking heaps and heaps. I was more scared to go out of the house.
What?
Just afraid random dudes that are going to come up to you and rub their dicks in your face. You having, like, crazy, weird hallucinations.
Okay, now? Whore, like, you... This coming from the chick that was like, oh, six dudes at the same time? Fucking...
What else?
All aboard!
Oh, boy, yeah.
Like, really? Do you think this was a scam?
I think it was, yeah. I really do.
I can see
although
that.
She did wait quite a few years before she even told anyone. I mean, she
which
went years.
Do you think...
Wait.
So, all that's saying to me is in those years, she was building her case. She was going to doctors.
She was drinking.
Out, going
she
to
was,
psychiatrists.
Yeah.
She was building...
Doing fucked up shit.
Exactly. She was building her case.
True. Let's see. Yeah,
fucking bitches, man. Dudes... Listen
and you
up.
Know, since it really wasn't that bad of a thing for her, since she's into dudes anyway, waiting all that time
since
was
she's
nothing.
A huge slut anyway.
Right. So having to wait, you know, 7 years or whatever to finally talk about it was nothing to her because it really wasn't that big of a deal.
Because
she
whore.
Probably enjoyed it.
Fucking whore.
She said the destructive period lasted about 4 or 5 years, and she was now speaking out to let the wives and girlfriends of those involved know what they had done.
Oh, they're like,
fucking
yeah,
bitch.
So?
Yeah, I was there.
We were there. Hello.
They ran a train on us, too.
What a bitch.
I was so angry, and I wanted their lives destroyed like mine was. Except
oh,
now I get a check every week.
I had some penis in my face. You
like, you've never
it.
Had a dick in your face. Face before.
Fucking
you just had six of them this
bitches,
time.
Bitches, man.
If I had a gun, I'd shoot them right now.
If I had a gun, I'd give it to you and let you shoot your fucking self, you stupid bitch.
I hate them. They disgust me. For all they did, I hate them so much.
I hate their face. I wish they
I hate
cancer.
The penis.
Cancer the head.
Yeah, cancer in the penis.
Hey, ugly Bob. What's going on?
The woman said Matthew Johns
Whoa,
came up to her.
Don't bring me into this.
Seriously. Well, your last name's not Johns, is it?
No.
Okay. Well, then you're right. Came up
I
to her.
So much they call me Matthew Johns.
Kana up to her after the incident and apologized for others coming into the room.
Coming on her
coming
face.
Coming was spelled C-U-M-I-N-G. That's weird.
That is weird.
Christchurch. Is the name of this city called Christchurch?
Can we make this a religious
because
thing?
The hotel was called the Christchurch Hotel.
I sure fucking hope so.
It was.
Where do you live? Christchurch, New Zealand. Welcome.
Christchurch Police Detective Sergeant Neville Jenkins said that in the years after the incident, he saw the woman struggling with life.
Don't nobody say nothing bad about Miss Jenkins.
No, don't say it.
I want to gossip. See, you heard that from me. Miss Jenkins.
Miss Jenkins.
What's that from? The Wayans Brothers?
Is
old
it?
Old show?
Fuck.
Fox? Before Married with Children. Lots of black people.
I know.
Jennifer Lopez used to be one of the Fly Girls.
Wait, really? That totally threw me off now.
Really?
I don't know.
DJ Twist? Or wait, what was his name?
I never watched any of those
Jamie
fucking
Fox.
Shows. Oh, what's that show?
Homie, don't play that.
Oh, fucking.
Come on, $10,000 Pyramid.
Oh,
what's
no.
It called?
Oh, no.
It has the word color
I
in
live
it.
In color.
Oh, there you go.
That's what it is.
It only took you a fucking hour.
I didn't know. That's an old show, man.
I know.
I was really little when I was
watching. Were you even alive when
yeah,
that was
I used
out?
To watch that when I was really young.
Nice.
I was really young when I watched that.
When you were not supposed to. Yeah. Shazam says Christchurch is... It's hard to read this from here. Christchurch is a major, possibly largest city in New Zealand.
Really?
And then she says, in living color. So she, calculating the lag, she probably got it before
you. Well, I'm sure
you.
She did.
Right.
Anyway.
I didn't know. In living color. Yo.
In living color. I remember that now. It's all coming back to me. Homie, don't play that. The fucking sock.
Right. Let me tell you something.
Jim Carrey and his fucking...
Back before he turned into a fucking douche.
That was when he was funny.
Right, before he got hooked up with Jenny McCarthy
right.
And had a retarded fucking
right.
Child.
Anti-vaccination
and then tried to
thing.
Blame it on vaccines. God. Fucking retard. God, good, like, Jim Carrey, good.
I hope every movie you ever make
fails.
Fails. Sucks.
And I hope...
I saw Yes Man, and it was terrible.
I hope people listen to you guys, and we get huge fucking outbreaks of easily controlled fucking things.
Yeah.
Fucking viruses and whatnot.
Okay, I need to get through this story.
I hope people die because you...
Me too.
Jim Carrey.
But we're at 2 hours.
Hey, Jenny McCarthy, remember Singled Out?
No.
I'm glad you're writing a book now and you're about to get your own fucking TV
you're
show.
You're about to be singled
you
out.
Fucking whore.
I hate you.
Hate
okay.
Your face.
Anyway, I didn't know her prior to this episode, but presumably I'm led
episode
to believe.
Episode 192?
Yes, is a result of what happened to her at the time. She had called him several times over the years in a distressed state, he said. The program said the New Zealand case was just one of the number of incidents in which women had been similarly mistreated. You can't
went there, whore!
You didn't have to agree to it. You could say, no, I don't want to train on me. And then they would have been, right, oh, well, too
bring
bad.
In the next whore.
Well, they would have been like, well, too bad. We're going to do it anyway. And then you could have got a bunch of money because they raped you and they'd all
believe,
be in jail.
I don't believe that. I believe they would have been like, next whore.
They probably would have been. But even if they didn't, like, it would have been rape, so.
Well, I would have knocked her around a little bit for wasting my time.
Well, yeah. I mean, you got to give a bitch a black eye for wasting
your
time.
At least.
It said... the incidents of group sex historically have been perceived as a tool to facilitate team bonding. They do that for their like sports teams, just the
of
sports
course,
teams,
of course,
because they bond. Some bro on bro
right.
Time.
Yeah. Man, circle.
Fuck some chicks.
Yeah,
chicks. We'll fuck some chicks.
Fuck some chicks.
And such degrading treatment of women persisted in some quarters of the sport. The distress of the victim. The distress.
I can't even do this anymore.
The distress of the victim spoke for itself, and to the extent that the game came, can apologize for the actions of individuals, then I offer the apology unreservedly.
Hey, apology? accepted. Move on.
Right.
You got some penis in your face.
Good. And you're getting a paycheck every week, so
I know,
shut the
so
fuck
quit the
up.
Fucking bitching.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's pretty much it for that story.
All right, well, let me read one real quick and we'll get the fuck out of here. This All one right. is called Man Tried to Hire Prostitute for His 14-Year-Old Son.
Wait. A man hired a prostitute for his son?
Tried to.
Was it a nice prostitute?
I sure fucking hope so.
Because that would be awesome.
Hey, every gift begins with K.
Yeah.
UID, son. This comes out of London. A man who tried to hire a prostitute to take his 14-year-old son's virginity as a present was spared jail by a court on Friday. Well, that's good. Because they're like, can we see the hooker? Your Honor, Exhibit A. Damn. The defense rests.
Yeah. You are free to go if you buy me one also.
Right. No, not you, Exhibit A.
Yeah.
You, defense, and you, plaintiff.
Right.
Get the fuck out.
Get out. Actually, court is adjourned except for Exhibit A.
Get the fuck out except for Exhibit A.
Yeah.
You, meet
I need to go
my,
take her to
in my, my chambers.
Right. I need to take her back right. to the evidence
my
room.
My chambers for, of love. Because that's what it's called.
Right. No, it's the evidence room.
It's the chambers. The judge's office is called his chambers.
No, but it's Exhibit A, so it's evidence, so he has to take her to
After
the evidence room. Well, no, he'll bang her in there.
Lock her up in the evidence locker?
Yeah, while he fucks her. And
bagged
then he'll
and tag?
Bag and tag him.
The Polish national took the boy out in his car and allowed him to pick out the prostitute, who was standing at the side of the road in the red light district of Nottingham.
Nottingham.
That's cool, though, that he's like, son, I'm going to let you pick. With
Let's
great
go window
power
shopping.
Comes great responsibility. Mm. You pick the best
make,
whore.
Make
you
your
can.
Daddy proud.
That's right. But the 42-year-old father was arrested because the teenager had chosen an undercover police officer.
Oh,
son,
you failed. Son, no.
Son,
no.
How about not that one?
Yeah. That sucks. That's how... Don't pick the very best-looking one.
Right.
That's
want,
the cop.
That's the cop.
Pick about two down. Like, get a scale. Like, that's the hottest. That's
Son,
the next hottest. And that's me, the next hottest. So get that one.
Let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something.
There's a reason there's a dime out here walking the red light, okay?
Yeah.
It's because she's a cop.
Right.
You fucking idiot. Jesus. You should have...
You have a lot to learn, the young Padawan.
You should have taught him better,
right.
Father.
Maybe you should have picked his first prostitute yourself. Maybe brought him with you so he could see how to go about... Said
exactly
picking.
Like this, son. Like this.
We do it like this.
It's something every boy's got to learn at some point in his
at
life.
At some point in your life,
you're
going
to get
yourself-
married. It is very unnatural to expect a human being to live with another human being and have sex with only that human being forever. If
well,
you're
once you
have
get married,
healthy,
they're not even having sex.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If you're going to have a healthy relationship, you got to change it up.
You
got to
get
have
some
to
sex.
Be right away. But
well, yeah.
once it starts getting
just like,
stale,
you know, you want to have a healthy diet, you can't just eat the same fucking food every
right.
day. You need to keep it,
and
you know.
All I'm saying is that either you eventually come to a point in your relationship where it is discussed, or there's going to be cheating happening.
Right.
That you have to be open about it. The man, who cannot be named for legal reasons, was handed a 10-month prison sentence, suspended a year after he admitted...
10 months in prison for being the best father of the year.
Father of the year. Hey, you know those shirts that say Super Dad number one?
Yeah.
Give him one.
Give him two.
Give him three.
Yeah.
suspended for a year after he admitted a charge of trying to solicit a woman to have sex with a child. The court heard that the father, who came to Britain 8 years ago, was arrested last July during an undercover operation by the city's vice squad.
Hmm.
Huh. If at first you don't succeed, take your son out and let him try.
Right.
Have a whack at it, bro. Like,
it didn't work for me, but it might work for you.
You're not the best teacher, are
no,
you, Dad?
Follow by
I
example.
It from watching you.
Yeah. I wish I had a dad that was good at getting whores.
I know.
Then I'd have gotten
you
laid
suck.
Already. Now I gotta wait 10 more months to lose my virginity.
Damn it.
But you know your dad already lost his anal virginity.
Hey, at least he loves you. Prosecutor Adrian Harris said the man and his son had approached the undercover officer whose code name was Sarah.
Oh, I thought it was going to be like chocolate or something.
Chocolate. Chocolate. White chocolate.
White. My name's White Chocolate.
He asked Sarah how much it would cost for her to have sex with his son, and they agreed on a 20-pound fee. However, when the car pulled over, the man was arrested by plainclothes cops.
God, don't you...
Foiled again!
Ah!
I would have got away with it, too.
I always see that on cops. It's so funny. Just like, could you imagine just totally thinking you're getting this chick?
Oh, totally thinking you're about to bust the best nut of your life.
Oh, the best nut you could bust.
What the best nut you could buy.
Yeah.
The best nut you can afford.
And all I got's $20.
Right, so... It's probably, honestly, it's probably not going to be that great.
It's probably the best $20 nut I've busted.
You get what you pay for.
Yeah,
it's a little saying I just made up. Get what you pay for.
Yeah, yes, you do.
And then you get fucking cuffed, stuffed, taken downtown, awkward boner.
And I didn't even get my $20 back.
I know. Fucking horse. She's
that
like,
cop just totally took it. Sarah.
Fucking Sarah.
Call her Sarah. You know, here's a tip. If you're going to, like...
Just the tip?
Yeah, just the tip.
Word.
If you're going to use a code name... Don't use your first name. You totally know that that's the cop's name.
You think her real name is actually Sarah.
I bet it is. That's, I don't know, just an idea. I mean, even, especially for a prostitute, you should use, like, a clever, like, well, not clever, but
shouldn't
use a stripper name.
Shouldn't you have a porn name?
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of strippers, did you see the jamhole.com/forums, that video I posted? Apparently, they have this thing called the World... Strip pole dancing championships.
Oh
my god. Is all I can fucking say. Jamhole.com/forums. Check the video
section. Is it an annual thing?
I sure fucking hope so.
Because
it should be a bi-weekly thing.
Because, you know,
those
next time that rolls around, wherever that is where we're going to do
vacay.
Vacay,
bro.
That's where we're going
to
have our podcast gangbang, like, you know, 73-hour podcast or whatever.
They do. You're like, are you kidding me? Wow. There's one thing that blew my mind. This chick...
Did it blow your penis also?
Yes, also blew my load. This chick was, like, swinging on the thing, went up upside down.
Like, holding herself upside down.
With just her legs, lets go and drops...
Uh-huh.
And catches herself.
Like, completely just, lets go just, and then catches?
No, just her legs. Catches herself.
Wow.
Like, this far from hitting her head. And then, like, amazing. It's an art. Amazing.
Yeah, could you imagine having sex?
These aren't...
Wait, could
yes,
you imagine having
did,
sex
yes.
with her?
These are not...
No,
your,
like, I
yes.
don't think you could imagine.
No, yes.
You can imagine, but not
yes.
like it would really be.
Yes.
I don't know.
Dude.
That is...
You haven't watched the video.
I'm sure,
yes.
but, like...
9 out of 10 bros
approves.
Concur.
10
yes.
out of 10 concur.
It's a Colgate
smile. My dear
smile.
Watson.
Amazing.
It's a Colgate smile.
They're like gymnasts.
Yeah, they are. But
with,
naked in a pole.
Well,
there.
They weren't totally naked.
Oh,
but,
just like
yeah.
thong and
damn,
bra.
Titties.
Show me titties.
Oh, yeah.
James, show me titties, bitches.
The boys said they had... excuse my face. They had driven past the girl, and his dad pointed her out and said, will she do? He said, yeah. And they had turned around. He says, dad did this because he was still a virgin, and he was taking care of that for him. He's 14?
I lost my virginity before I was 14.
On your own, though.
Well, yeah,
like,
it wasn't my dad.
If it's supposed to happen, let him happen. A gymnasist. That's what I said, Shazam. What did I say? A gymnasist? A gym assistant?
A gymnasis?
A gymnasticist?
A gymnasis.
What
says,
did I say?
It says gymnasis.
A gymnasticist?
What?
Fuck, that's a weird
I don't
word.
Even know what we're talking about now.
Judge Jonathan Tier said he would spare the father jail because of
we're
his excellent
done.
Character and that he believed he did not mean any harm to his son. He was just trying to get him laid.
Wait, did you say gymnasis? And
I
you
think
meant gymnasts?
I said gymnasticist.
I don't think that's right.
Anyway,
I mean.
Quote, you have a duty of care to your son, and that is to look after his moral welfare, not as you might think, to break him into the ways of sex through a prostitute. The court was told the boy would continue to live with his father, and that is it for that story.
That is an awesome story.
Alrighty. Time.
2 hours and 11 minutes.
Alright, let's get the fuck out of here. Thank you guys so much. for joining us on episode 192.
It's been fun.
It's been a slice. As usual, thejamhole.com is our site. Email us info@thejamhole.com. Leave us a message, 406-204-4687. If you haven't, give us a vote on Podcast Alley, thejamhole.com/vote. Sign up if you enjoy listening. Communicate with us. Hang out on thejamhole.com/forums. We're always on there posting videos. And that is also, if you don't go to thejamhole.com/ustream, you can go to the forums and find the full-length video archive of all the episodes since we started using Ustream.
Right, which is like 189 or something.
It's kind of bugging me because on live video, we were getting around 30 to 60 people coming in at any given time.
Yeah.
Not all at the same time, but throughout the night when we would have polls, there would be 30 to 60 votes on our polls.
Right.
And since,
now there's like 10.
Since
tops.
We moved to Ustream, we're getting like 10 to 15. So,
15
I don't know,
tops.
If you guys don't like Ustream, I made this awesome thing. You can see both windows in high quality. We can archive the whole fucking episode. Like, what's your guys' beef?
Yeah.
Do you just not like live shows anymore?
Well,
I don't get it.
I think the reason why we got all that, it's just from live video people.
Would you guys rather watch the laggy fucking live video, or would you rather watch
I think
the
this
high
is
quality
more,
fucking Ustream?
This is more lag. This has a longer lag than live video does.
Yeah, but it's not
But it
laggy.
Works all the time.
It's not glitching out
right,
like live
right.
video was.
It doesn't, you know.
It's fluid.
Right.
It's fucking fluid. So what's the deal? Do you guys not like it? Are you guys over the live
I just
shows?
Don't think.
What's up?
I just think.
Tell me.
The most of the traffic we got on live video was from people that are just trolls
so
on live video.
So where's all the Ustream traffic?
Ustream doesn't have as much.
Because they don't put
and the thing
schedules
is, it's not
on the front page?
That and Ustream isn't set up nicely like live video where you can see all the shows that are live like that. Like, it's not.
Yeah.
It's easier to stumble upon shows, I don't think.
Oh, well. We also have stumble upon accounts. If you guys want to check out our resident sex blogger, thejamhole.com/Shazam, S-H-A-Z-A-M. You can check that shit out. Very, very amusing.
If you want to jerk it to some words.
Jerk it to some
You can jerk
words.
It to that.
Also, thejamhole.com/donate. Pre-orders almost June 1st. Album's done. Just waiting for June 1st to roll around. You guys can have it. It's awesome. I still listen to it. I enjoy it, even though it's me rapping. I love it.
I enjoy listening to you rap.
Thank you.
It's good shit.
I enjoy also. May 23rd, our first live audience show, 8 a.m. Saturday morning. We are not going to do a Friday night show because I'm not breaking this shit down at 3 in the morning, then moving it all at 7 in the morning to what? Do another show. So
yeah.
Friday show on the 22nd will be on the 23rd. Saturday morning. It will be a live show, assuming we got a internet card that plugs in because
right.
we're going to be at a park in a gazebo thing. So hopefully it'll be fast enough to do it. I think it will be just fine. So yeah, we'll be doing it live. Come join us if you can't be here in person. Depot Park, Kalispell, Montana. Be here in the jamhole.com/chat. TheJamHole.com/live. Both places take you to the two camera chat room page.
Right. If you're watching the show live, don't watch it on Ustream, honestly. Go to TheJamHole.com/live because you don't get all the ads. You get to see both of our cameras.
Yeah, and there's no ads. Like,
there's no ads. You see our pretty website.
Is that what it is? You don't like watching our Ustream show because there's ads on the thing? If you watch it through Ustream, if you go to thejamhole.com/Ustream, yeah, the video will have ads on it. But here, there's no ads on the page I made. It's totally cool. So
thejamhole.com/Ustream should just go to this, too.
No, because we need a way to get to the archive videos.
True.
And our main Ustream site so you can follow us, you can be our friend, send us messages, all that
right.
shit. So just go to thejamhole.com, check it out. Leave us messages for Monday's show, like I said, 406-204-4687. Thank you, Shazam, for the post card. We got a great
sweet.
Laugh out of that.
That was funny.
If you guys ever want to send us stuff, if you guys want stickers, send us a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Jam Hole, P.O. Box 3652, Kalispell, Montana, 59903. Other than that, we will see you guys Monday, probably around 10 or 11 o'clock.
Won't be working.
Follow us on thejamhole.com/Twitter. Goodbye.
Later.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.